Today's daf is Menachas daf Nun Zayin. We are four lines from the bottom of daf Nun Vav Amid Beis. Amar Reb Ami. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema. Vachave Miriam Bas Malka Freda, Shloima Ben Chaya Lea, Baruch Yitzchak Ben Shifra Miral, and Rachel Bas Henya. So we're moving along in Perek Kol HaMenachos Ba'os Matzah. That's a pretty long name for a perek. Discussing the idea that the Karban Mincha had to be brought in a state of matzah. It was not allowed to be brought in a state of chametz, which in the world of hashkacha between Daf Yomi and Dover Be'itay Matov, I think this perek ranks up there. It's a long perek that very much discusses halachos related to chametz u'matzah, which of course is so matim, shloishim yoyim koidem lechag, and as we'll see Be'ezer Hashem in the read of today's daf, that the connection between kol ha-menachos bo'is matzah and the yontif of Pesach is actually a pretty significant connection. Either way, so it's mavur in the Torah in many different places that a korban mincha had to be brought in a state of matzah. Just to mention a few psukim. In Parshas Vayikra, this is Perek Beis. So the Torah introduces kachim with the korban oila. The second korban that's mentioned is the korban mincha. And the Torah talks about different types of menachas. Says the pasuk, ve'im mincha al hamachavas korbanecha, in the event that the mincha is going to be a minchas machvas, soiles balulo bashemen matzosir. You have to make sure that it's matzah. As a matter of fact, the Torah says several psukim later, kol ha-mincha ashet ha-krivu l'ashem lo'i se'yose chometz, ki chol se'or v'chol devash lo'i saktir mimeno isha l'ashem. So the Torah says very, very clearly that the minchas machvas, which was baked, fried, had to be matzah. Not just the minchas machvas, but really every mincha that you're going to bake or fry. Kol ha-mincha ashet ha-krivu l'ashem lo'i se'yose chometz, you have to make sure, is not going to be brought in a state of chometz. The Torah repeats the laws of the Karban Mincha, like it does the laws of all the Karbanis in Parashat Saf. Over there, the Torah says, "V'zois teres ha-mincha, hakri v'yis b'nei Aharon l'fnei Hashem el p'nei ha-mizbech." I'm skipping. V'ha-miseres mimeno, any of the leftovers of the Karban Mincha, what's known as the Shiori ha-mincha, yoichlu Aharon uvanov, matzois teyocha b'makom kodesh. They had to eat it dafke in a state of matzah. Next pasuk, loy seyof echometz, chelkom nasati yoisom me'ishoi kodesh kodosh ami, kachatos v'chashem. You have to make sure that they don't bake it in a state of chametz. So again, this is just a smattering, but you find that the Torah very, very clearly says that the Karban Mincha had to be brought in a state of matzah. There's even lavin associated with it not being in a state of chametz. In Parshas Vayikra, the Torah says, loy seyos echametz. In Parshas Sav, the Torah says, loy seyof echametz. Bottom line is, Mincha had to be brought matzah. Hence the name of the parak. Kol ha-minochis ba'is matzah. There are exceptions to the rule. The Lach Mitoida, which we spoke out, Tosfos says is not even really a mincha, even though it very much comes along in all the sugis of the mincha, and the Shtei Alechem, which was very special, very unique, something that we're going to get to. But for now, we have another Daf Gemara that is going to delve into the halachos related to kol ha-menachos ba'os matzah. Omer Rabami. Rabami said, Hiniach Zor al Gabi Isa, if somebody would put Sa'or, Zorteig, sourdough, this leavening agent on top of dough, v'holach v'yoshav loy, and then he went and minded his own business, v'neschamtzum eilel, and the iso, the dough of the Karban Mincha, was neschamtzum eilel. It became chametz on its own. Chayav olel, the person that put the iso on top, the Sa'or on top of the Isa is going to be Chayev, K'maisa Shabbos. Just like if he would do the equivalent thereof on Shabbos, he would be Chayev for Melecha Shabbos. So too, if he did this in this context, he would be Chayev as well. So what's the background to Rav Ami's Chiddush? Pashit, the way a person would be over the Isser of making a Karban Mincha Chametz, be it Lo Seyaseh Chametz, be it Lo Seyaseh Chametz, would be if he physically bakes it, or if he needs it, as we saw in the previous stuff, he does some Maisa, some action, together with the dough. Over here, all he did was, he put Sa'ar on top of the Isa, and then it was Nischamtza Me'elah. It happened on its own. This person didn't make it chametz. He did something that set into motion the process of it becoming chametz on his own. So Kedaita Chamina says, Rav Amit, maybe this person shouldn't be chayiv. He should not violate the lavin of Loiseyasa and Loiseyafa. Says Rav Amit, that's not the case. That he's going to be chayiv. Even though, again, in his world, technically, all he did was a maisa that set the wheels in motion. But there's a precedent for a person being chayef even for something like this, and that is maisa Shabbos. Now, what exactly does he mean when he says maisa Shabbos? So Rashi, and really coming from the next 20 lines Gemara that we're going to learn, says, it's referring to somebody that would take raw meat and he would put it al gabi gechalam. He would put it on top of coals. And ultimately, because he put it on top of coals, he put it on top of his Weber grill. So now, all of a sudden, it starts roasting and grilling, and he ends up being over the Issa Bishul, the Issa Afia. Did this person, says Rav Ami, actually cook it? No, all he did was one maisa. He put it on top of the coals, and then the coals did the work. But la maisa, you see, he's chayef. Well, just like he's chayef for doing that initial maisa, for quote-unquote putting the wheels in motion, so too when it comes to making a mincha chametz, if all he did was put the sair al gabi isa, in that instance he's going to be chayef as well. Now, just to put some lomdisha vernacular into the sugya, what Rav Ami is saying is, you would have thought that if someone's hiniach sair al gabi isa, even though he caused the chametz to go into effect, but what he's doing is a maisa grama. And grama, we know very often, is not treated like a maisa. Grama ben nezakin is part of medina yadam. Right, this sugi of grama appears in so many different places. So there could have been a havamina that maybe all he is a grama, and maybe grama is potter. Kamash b'lon for maisa Shabbos, you see that grama's chayev. In fact, every time a person's soila, technically, all he did was put the meat on top of the coals, and afilu hachi is chayev for that maisa grama. So just like b'maisa Shabbos, you're going to be chayev, so too here, you're going to be chayev as well. But the Gemara says, is that true? U'maisa Shabbos kiai gavnami mechayev. Meaning, Rav Ami made a huge assumption. That is, if somebody would take raw meat, he would put al gabi gechalim, and then it would be grilled on its own, he would be chayev. And if that's the case regarding Maisa Shabbos, it should be true regarding the mincha as well. But I don't even think that's the case, because from Rabbi Barachana, I'm a Rabbi Yechin, Rabbi Barachana said the name of his great Rabbi, Rabbi Yechin, and Isa, iniach bas al gabi gechalim. If somebody would put bas on top of gechalim, he pech by chayev. If he flipped it around, he's going to be chayev. Well, he pech by potter. But if he didn't flip it around, he's going to be potter. So you see, it's not enough to just go ahead and put it there. You actually have to be mahab. In Rav Ami's case, he just put the sair al gabi, he didn't do anything. So how can you tell me from Maisa Shabbos he's going to be chayev? Mimokim shabasa. It's actually just the opposite. Amar Rav, Rav explained. My chayev nami dekamar kim Maisa tzlis shel Shabbos. What Rav Ami was telling to was, where somebody put basa al gabi chol, he didn't just leave it there, because if he just left it there, he would takabi potter. But rather, he was mahapachet. He was mahapachet. And Rav Ami is saying that just like when you mahapach the basar al gabi gecholim, you're chayev, even though in Rav Ami's mind all that is a maisa grama ba'alma, so too, when it comes to niachsar al gabi isa, v'aloch v'yoshav, and eschamza me'ilea, you're going to be chayev as well. What's the beer? What's the shak of atari over here? What Rav is saying is, the only reason, and this will be very clear in the next Gemara, a person needs to be mahapach the basar in order to be chayev by Shabbos is because his halacha, that the only time a person's chayev fitzli is if it is nitzle, it's grilled, it's roasted, adarech and adarech. It has to be through and through. So if somebody's going to put basar al gabi gecholim, and he's not going to be mahapachet, so one half of the steak is going to be cooked, but the other half of the steak is going to be raw. And that's not sli. So the reason you have to be mahapachet is not because you have to do some maisa biyadayim, because otherwise you're going to be deemed as being a grama ba'alma. The reason you have to be mahapachet is because you just have to get both sides. Fakert. from the fact that all you have to do is be mahapach, just flip the hamburger around one time. That in and of itself is enough for you to be chayiv. Zoy Soymera says, Rav Ami, really chayiv for the Maisa Grama? There happens to be a technical halacha in the world of Tzli on Shabbos that you only chayiv if it goes darach and darach, and it's for that reason you have to be mahapach. But at the end of the day, from Tzli, from Maitza Shabbos, I see that if I do a Grama Bama, that in itself is going to be enough, and that's why you're going to be chayiv. So again, Zok Rava, Rav Ami knew you have to be mahapach, and his raya was from Tzli when all you were was mahapach, and afilu hachi, you're going to be chayiv. Zok Rava. Again, this will be a little bit more clear in the Hemshech HaSugya. Gufa, Omer, Rabba, Bar, Bachanam, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bachanam said in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan, Yich, Pasal, Gabi, Cholim. If somebody put Pasal, Gabi, Cholim, he bich by chayv. If he flipped around, he's going to be chayv. Lo, he bich by potter. If he didn't flip around, he's going to be potter. Says the Gemara, Hechi, Dami, what is the Metzias? Ile, Medi, Lo, he bich by, Lo, he bashal. If the Metzias is, where if he doesn't flip it around, it's not going to cook. Pshita, of course, you have to be mahapachid. Otherwise, you are mevashal. By the way, we're using the word bishal loosely over here because we're talking about sli. We're not really talking about bishal. Elo, di, Lo, mahapach, Le, Nami, have a bashal. The case must be talking about where even if you didn't flip it around, still it would have cooked, would have roasted. And that's why there's a chiddush here that the only time you chayiv is if you taka flip it around, despite the fact it would have been roasted had you not flipped it around. Well, if that's the case, I'm not lame chayiv. Why taka do you have to flip it around? Doesn't make any sense. Mamon of shach, right? So the gemara leitzricha dila hipech be havi bashal mitzad echel kemaychol ben drusai. The metzias is where had you not flipped it around, it would have cooked, but it would have cooked kemaychol ben drusai. Right? It's been a while. What's Michael ben Drusai? So that's the bare minimum shear of Bishel in Hilchah Shabbos. Rashi over here says, Michael ben Drusai is when it cooks a shlish. This is Rashi Lushitasai in Masech de Shabbos, in Perikira, the Rambam Shita, Kiyadu is that it has to cook a half. Both Shitas brought down in Shulchan Aruch. But the bottom line is that it's talking about where had you not flipped it around, it would have cooked only on one side, and on that one side, Kamaychol ben Drusai. V'chi mahapich be, if however you flip it around, then it's bashal mishnei tzadim. Then it's going to cook on both sides, right? Because both sides are exposed to the gechalim, and on both sides, it's going to be Kamaychol ben Drusai. V'kamash malon, the chiddush that Rabbi Bar Bachana is saying, the name Rabbi Yochanan is the chom mitzad echot Kamaychol ben Drusai. That if it cooks on one side, Kamaychol ben Drusai, like klumu in and of itself, is going to be nothing. So you're right. Avada, there's no din be'etzim that you have to be mahapich in order to be chayev for Hilchah Shabbos, which is why Rav Ami brought a raya from Maisa Shabbos that you see the Maisa Grama Ba'alma is enough. The reason when it comes to Tzli, there's a halacha that you have to flip it both sides, it's because the metzias is that if you're not mahapich, the basa that you put al gabi gecholim, it's only going to cook on one side, and on that one side, kemaychol ben drusai. And kamash malon, the chol mitzad echad, kemaychol ben drusai, loy klumu, that in and of itself is not going to be okay. Now, one thing it seems pretty meduyek from the Lashon HaGemara is the chol mitzad echad, kemaychol ben drusai, loy klumu. That if it cooks on one side only, kemaychol ben drusai, then it's loy klumu, and that's when you have to be mahapachet. Let's say the metzias would be that if you left it on one side, it would cook, but not kemaychol ben drusai, but it would be a proper bishel. Sounds like then there wouldn't be a halacha that you have to be mahapachet. Mitzad echad is only an issue when it's only kemaychol ben drusai. If, however, it's a regular bishel, that would be fine. In other words, there's two ways you could be over the iser bishel. Again, we're using the word bishel loosely, it's really tzli. Either it's both sides, kemaychol ben drusai, or it's one side and it's better than kemaychol ben drusai. So as much as the sheer bishel in Hilchah Shabbos is always kemaychol ben drusai, you see there's nafkaminas between if it's only kemaychol ben drusai or if it's more than that. Mefurish Gemara. If it's mitzad echad, then Michael ben Drusai is actually not enough. Then you would really need that it should be more. So on that note, and with that segue, Amar Rava, Rava said, V'im nitzla boi kegroi grois mitzad echad b'makam echad chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. In the event that there was a sheer groigris of the basar that cooked, Zok Rashi, a tzliya gemura, a proper tzliya, then even if it's only mitzad echad, and it's b'makoy mechod, the halacha is chayev, you're going to be chayev. And this is really Rava speaking out what we segued into. And that is that the only reason that mitzad echad is a problem is because it only cooked kemaychol ben drusai. But avifel, it would be darach, it would be a proper tzli, a tzli gemura, in that instance, mitzad echad would be fine. That's what Rava's saying. Rava's speaking out what we spoke out. And that is, v'mnitzlabai, if it would roast, ki groigris, a shir of a groigris, Rava's telling me how much of it would have to cook on that one side properly in order for this halacha to be in effect, a shir greigus. That's one of the shirim in Hilchas Shabbos. So then, if it happens, even mitzarecha, but makom echav yibichai. But the Gemara is about to be medayek. We'll speak it out again. Bal peh. Rava said v'mitzaboy. And he added two words. What does he mean, b'makom echad? So it sounds like that you would need that the entire Groigris be in one spot. Let's say you would have a tzliya gemura, mitzad echad, kishir Groigris, but it's not in one spot. It's a little on this part of the steak, by the cap of the rib, right, by closer to the book. Different parts. Sounds like it wouldn't be mitzdarf. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravino, the Rav Ashi, it's Ravino, told Rav Ashi, you know, I heard what Rav said, v'mnitzlaboy ki groigris mitzad echa b'makam enachot chayiv. He said, I understand the shit groigris. I understand that if it's a tzli gemur mitzad echot, Rav was medayik while we were medayik. It's kol mitzad echot k'maychot ben drusoy, like, but why did he say it has to be b'makam echot? And as a matter of fact, said Ravina, I think there's precedent in Hilchas Shabbos that when you handle shiurim, when mitzarif different chatzi shears in order to create a proper shear, right? So Ravina told Rav Ashi, "B'makom echadim b'shnayim agimel makayim esleiv atramin into the Mishnah." Kedeach kolshu. If somebody drills a hole into a piece of wood, chayev is chayev. So which malach is he chayev for? He's chayev for boina. Heichi dami. Said Ravina Travashi, let's learn this Mishnah together. Hakudeach kol shuchai. The case is what? Ilein b'makam echad. Is it talking about literally a person made a hole? It's a kol shu and it's b'makam echad. You're going to tell me you're going to be chayv l'may chazi. What is a hole like that worth? Meaning, what could you do with such a hole? And that's pashit that the only time you chayv on Shabbos for doing a malacha is if it's malachas machshavis, right? By the way, this is Dover Be'itay Matoif, literally this week's parasha, Vayakal Pekudei. It's the Malach HaMishkan. That's how we know that the only time Yichayev on Shabbos is for a Malach HaMachshavos. But the bottom line is that if it's talking about B'makom Echad, it's not functional. And if it's not functional, then it's not a Malach HaMachshavos, then it's Pashi not going to be Chayev. Elalav, the case is probably talking about where you Kodeach Kol Shu not one time, but multiple times. B'shnai Moishloish HaMakoymas. D'chazi Letzirif. So if I do it once and again, so now already all these holes will create a bigger hole and they'll be Mitzdarif for something bigger. But the bottom line is, it must be. It's Muchach. It's Muchach, said Ravina, that there's a concept of being Mitzdarif little bits and pieces of shiurim into one greater shir when it comes to Hilchas Shabbos. So if that's the case, Zok Ravina Travashi, why did Rava say v'mitzvah gregis b'tzadecha b'makom echad chayiv? Why do you need makom echad? L'chayra, even if it's not b'makom echad, if you have the gregis b'shnayim b'shloish makomis, it should be mitzdarif, just like a kodeach kolshu b'shnayim b'gimel makomis, it's mitzdarif to one shir as relates to the malacha of Baina, but the Gemara says loy. Loy l'b'makom echad. Ravina, you bring a raya from the Mishnah by Baina, there's no raya. I'll tell you that Mishnah is talking about where it was one hole and it was b'makom echad. What's your kasha? L'chayra, what's it being used for? So the Gemara says lebava, or some have the gear, so lekocha da klida. It's for the teeth or the tooth of a key. So you can use it as a keyhole. Like kocha is always teeth in Aramaic, which is probably the reason that we changed the gersa from bava to kocha. Then again, bava is a door. So is it the key or is it the door? But the bottom line is, lebava da klida, or is it lekocha da klida? It could be used as a keyhole. As a result, you have no raya from there. It's up to Gemara. Another lishna of this aforementioned Gemara. Ikad Amri, some said, Amr Rava, Rava said, Afilu b'shnayim v'gimel makaymas. So again, Rava made a comment on Rabbi Bar Bachana, Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Bachana, Rabbi Yochanan had said that kol mitzadech l'kamay kol ben drusoy loy klumhu. And that Rava said, v'im nitzel boy kegroigris mitzad echad, b'makom echad, you're going to be chayiv, right? If it was a tzliya gemura, Rashi says, and it's a sheer groigris, even if it's mitzad echad, as long as it's b'makom echad, it's going to be fine. And the Gemara questioned, makom echad? The ikad amri is just the opposite. Rava said that if it's kegroigris, mitzad echad, afilu b'shnayim v'gimel mekoymis, it's going to be okay. And again, Rava's going to talk to Ravashi, but over here, Ravina, when he talks to Ravashi, is not going to ask on what Rava said, but Fakarity is going to bring a raya, right? Because now he likes what he's saying. So only Ravina l'Ravashi, afanan amitanino, have a raya from a mishak, idech kol shu chayiv, hechadam ilim, makam echad, kol shu l'may chazi, what do you do with a kol shu? El, labishnayim v'shloish makoymis, the chazi l'tziruf, so you see mefurish that you can be mitzdarif. Oh, very gishmak, Rava said you can be mitzdarif, the sheer groigris, I have a raya, because you see when it comes to the sheer boina, you can be mitzdarif as well. But the Gemara says, loy, lo'ilab makam echad, he's talking about makam echad, the chazu l'bava, or l'kachad aklida, again, just like There was no kasha in the first lishna, there's no raya in the second lishna. This concludes the very first part of today's daf. So what's part one of today's daf? Amar Rab Ami. When we talk about Leisayas Chametz, when we talk about Leisayas Chametz, you don't have to physically bake it, you don't have to be lush, you don't have to be oirichet, but even if it was hiniach sa'or al gabi isa, v'holach v'yoshav loy v'nescham tzameleh, that in itself you're going to be chayt. Isn't that a grama ba'alma? Right? Sounds like a big chiddush. K'maisa Shabbos. I have a raya to this. But Maisa Shabbos, right? Maisa Shabbos, if somebody would take basar, he would put it on Gabi Gacholim, the halach the Yoshavloi, the Nitzla Me'eleh, that lochas you would be chayef. Here too, you're going to be chayef. 1 second. It's not true. Don't you have to be mahapachit? Just have to be mahapachit, because if you're not mahapachit, it's only going to cook a Michael Ben Drusoy, and Michael Ben Drusoy means that echad is nothing. You just have to make sure that it roasts darach and darach. So that's just like saying, I have to put it on this side, and I have to put it on that side. But more than putting it on, I don't have to do. And if that's the case, so too, when it comes to Niyach Sar Agabi Issa, more than that would be fine as well. Gemara then went and had a whole discussion of why taka do you have to be mahapachet. It's because, again, kol kemaychol ben drusoy mitzadechet is not enough. Rava said, oh, you see from here, if it was a tzli gemura mitzadechet, it would be enough. What would be the shear? How much of it would have to be tzli gemura? A gregoris would have to be in one spot, two lishinus. In the first lishna, it would have to be b'makam echad. In the second lishna, afilu b'shnayim v'shloisha makaymis. There seems to be a precedent. This is where Ravina told Ravashi when they're finalizing the Talmud Bavli. Right, Ravina tells Ravashi, don't you have a raya from the mishnah, ha-gedeach kolshu chayev, because for sure it must have been multiple holes. And the Gemara says, no, there's no raya over there, because could be even one hole, it has a chshivas, it has a significance. It's chazu l'bavada klita. Now, we're not going to talk about this today, but for sure a related rate bite to the first part of today's daf is Grama B'Maisa Shabbos. It sounds like, for a Dava Pasha, that Grama B'Maisa Shabbos is something you're going to be chaya for. If somebody just puts Basar al Gabi Gacholim and then it does its own thing, then you're chayef. Even though it's only a Grama, right? What would be if somebody put wheat into a Rechayim? A Rechayim that does its own thing. I don't know, maybe it'd be chayef. I didn't grind it, I just put the wheat into this rechayim. I don't know, sounds like grum is chayef. Somebody sets a trap on the ground and a animal finds itself in the trap. Sounds like, based on this, you should be chayef for tzad. Right, what if somebody walks into a room and the lights go on their own? I don't know, it sounds like it's Grama B'Shabbos. Grama B'Shabbos, sounds like from this sugya, K'maisa Shabbos, for sure you're going to be chayav. But the truth is, we know this is not pashut at all. And really, whether or not Grama is a Maisa Shabbos, or not a Maisa Shabbos, you chayav, are you potem, it deraisim, it rabbonim, this is a sugya harucho, the Magen Avraham talks about this barichas. Over the years, we mentioned tshuvas from Rav Hersh Pesach Frank in his Shal's Tshuvas Har Tzvi. Again, this ties into one of our favorite sugyas, just Grama in general. Like, how do you treat Grama when it comes to this sugya? How do you treat Grama when it comes to that sugya? For sure, this is a very important Ma'ar Makim, Menachas Tafnan Zayin Amad Aleph, but that's for another day. Says the Gemara, part two of the daf. So again, we're focusing on the idea of Kol Menachas Bayis Matzah, and the fact that it's mentioned several times in the Torah. So the Gemara now is going to bring a braisa that's going to darshan a pasuk. It's one of the psukim that we mentioned in the introduction to the daf. It's one of the psukim that are in Parshas Vayikra. So again, you have the Vayikra psukim and the Tzav psukim. This is in Parshas Vayikra. The pasuk says, Kol ha-mincha ashet ha-krivu la-shem lo yiseyosa chames kichal sor v'chol devash lo yisaktiru mimenu isha la-shem. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabban, Ilu Nemar Ashet Hakriv LaHashem Loiseyasa Chametz. Let's say the Torah would have not said the words Kol HaMincha, but it would have started Ashet Hakriv LaHashem Loiseyasa Chametz. Okay, I would know that the Mincha can't be brought Chametz, right? Yes, I know. Kol Yisi Yomer, I would have thought Einli Beloisase Chametz Elo Koymetz Bavat. I would think that the Chelik of the Mincha Ashet Hakriv LaHashem, which is the Koymetz, that's included in this Issa Chametz. But Mincha, the rest of the Mincha, Minayim, and the way Rashi explains the rest of the Mincha, how would I know that if the Koyim went and he made the Mincha before the Kmitza, so he took the entire Mincha before he did the Kmitza, and he made it into Chametz, how do you know you're over the Isser of Loisei Yasa Chametz? Tamud Loimar Mincha. mincha. That's why it says kol mincha. The Torah emphasizes that it's not only when you take the chefts of the koimetz and you make it into chametz that you over this alay seyasa chametz. But if you take the mincha far the kmitza, where it's the mincha in its entirety, even then you would be over this iser. Shar mincha is minayim. Next question. This pasuk of loy seyasa chametz is talking about a very specific mincha. How do you know that this is true for all menachot? It's talking about the Minchas Marcheshes, if you look up the pasuk. So how then do you know that it would be true for all the other Fashidin and Menuchas? Talmud Loimar, it says, Kol HaMincha, and from there we learn, oh, Kol HaMincha, Kol is always the rabbis, to teach me that it's true for all Menuchas. Ashet HaKrivu LaShem, from the fact that it says Ashet HaKrivu LaShem, we learn, K'sheru V'loi P'sula, that it has to be kosher and apostle, it has to be a Mincha that you're able to be Makriv to Hashem. But if it's not something that you can be Makriv to Hashem, then not mikan amru hamachmetz hasakshera chayiv es apsul apostle. That if somebody would go and cause a mincha kshera to become chametz, it would be a problem. If, however, he took a mincha psula and make a chametz, at that point you would be potter. Now, how could you use Hashem takrivu Hashem to teach me kshera v'lay psula? Didn't we say a second ago Hashem takrivu Hashem is for the chametz? So Rashi bavarns the kasha. Rashi says, yeah, before we knew that the entire mincha is included in this chametz, so then I thought Hashem takrivu Hashem was referring to the chametz. It was only a ilu nemar Hashem takrivu Hashem. Then I would have assumed that it's referring to the chametz. But once it says kol mincha, so I know the ganze mincha, I know all menachis, be'echas, be'kamis, this is always true for a mincha. So why do you have to single out the koimetz? That's why at the end of this brisa, the time of the brisa is coming back, and he's saying, 1 second, so why did it say Hashem takriv l'Hashem? That's coming to teach me another halacha, ha-machmetz es ha-ksheira chayiv ves ha-psula potter. So again, kol ha-mincha Hashem takriv l'Hashem. What do I dash with this? We'll see, there's more drashas coming. But for now, kol ha-mincha, it's true for the entire mincha, not only the koimetz, every chelik of the mincha. Kol is the rabbi, it's not only the mincha that the Torah is talking about, but it's true for any type of mincha that exists. Hashet akriv l'Hashem, it has to be roi l'akrav. But if it's a mincha psula, at that point, pata, you're going to be pata. Bait rapapa, rapapa had a geshmak ha-shailan. This is going to take us back to yesterday's daf. Chimtza v'yatzis, what would be if the mincha was made into chametz? Very bad, but this is what happened. And then it was yatzis. It was Yotzei, v'chaza v'chimtza. And then the Kohen made it into chametz in Tzveit Amol. Ma, what's the halach? So we saw already in yesterday's daf that a mechametz amcha mechametz is chayv. But the question over here is, what would be if in between the mechametz and the mechametz, it was Yotzei? Does that change anything? So what's the shayla? Let's wrap up, explain. Do we say, kiven the yotzes, if silele be yotze? Once it left, it became possible yotze. If he had a machmetz, lo, like, mechayv alo, mishu machmetz, acha machmetz. So if that's the case, how could you be chayv for making it chametz a second time? I mean, even though it's true, machmetz, acha machmetz is chayv, but at the same time, there's also halach v'ashat ha-kriv al Hashem, that it has to be a mincha k'shero, and being that it was nifsel be yotze, it's a mincha psula. Or maybe, kiven the chimtza, Pasul, being that once it was already chametz, at that point it was pasul. So yoytze loy mahanabe. At that point, the psul yoytze is not going to change anything. V'chihader machmetz loy, and therefore, if you make it chametz again, mechayv alam mishum machmetz acha machmetz. You are going to be chayv for machmetz acha machmetz. This was Rapapa Shaila Teiku, and the Gemara says we don't know what the pshitas to Rapapa Shaila is. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi explains that the Shaila is as follows: the Shaila was that's true. A machmetz acha machmetz is chayv. It's also true that once it's nifsal in some other way, shape, or form, at that point, Ashat HaKriv Al Hashem, that lach is going to be potter. Rapapa Shaila was, is it chal psul yoytze on a mincha that's already chametz? There's mokum to say that a mincha, that's a mincha that you could be makriv, when that's yoytze, it's chal psul yoytze. But a mincha that's chametz, it's not chal psul yoytze. And being that it's not chal psul yoytze, so you don't see it as a mincha that has a psul yoytze. The only psul that it has is the psul of chametz. And for that, machmetz acha machmetz is chayiv. So it's for that reason you're going to be chayiv. So the way Rashi learns, Rapapa said that maybe this should not be a regular situation where you're potter for being mechametz or being machmetz, mincha psula, is because the psul could be znacha. Being that it was chametz already, so it wasn't chal the psul yoytze. As I state mefurish in Rashi, if you take a look at the London, Marna Griz, and others, they learn the Gemara maybe a little bit more pasha. And that is, it's true there's a halacha that once a mincha's psul at that point, there's no iser anymore to make it chametz. Stating that, there's a special chiddush that says that if a mincha is possible because it's chametz, at that point, machmetz acha machmetz is going to be chayef. So the shayla over here is that maybe there's makim to say that being that this mincha is possible when it became chametz, before it was yoytzen, and afilu hachi, it was already nisraba to the halacha that if you would make it chametz nachamo, right, you would do another maisa with it, you would bake it, or whatever it is. At that point, the halacha is, you would be chayef. Hagam the halacha is ashat hakrivu l'Hashem, that you're only chayef for being machmetz or ksher and not being machmetz a psula. So it could be the fact that now it was nitoisif, another psula, like ma'ilav alay ma'irid. Being that it's already grandfathered in, so to speak, that hagam it's posel afilu hachi it shaykh to the isa loisa yasa chametz, so it could be another psal being chal. In other words, Rashi is learning that Rapapa's other tzad is it's not chal the other psal. That's the Rapapa's other tzad. That it's not chal psal yoytze on a mincha that's already chametz. The Achreinim are saying that you don't have to go so far. You could say avad it's chal psal yoytze. But avifal, it was posel before the psal yoytze, and afilu hachi, it was nisrabe into the isa loisa yasa chametz. So now that it also became possible yoytze, maybe that shouldn't change anything, regardless of nusach aleph or nusach beis in the shaylo, the teretz is the same, and that is, we don't know. Tishbi, yitaretz, kushyas, v'ibayis. Boi, Ramari. Ramari also had a shaylo regarding this sugya. Chimtza, b'roishay, shal mizbeach ma. What would be in the event that Mincha was already on the top of the Mizbeach. So it was physically on the Mizbeach. And then the Kohen went, Beroish Shal Mizbeach, and he made it Chametz. Would he be over the Isser of Loiseyasa Chametz or not? What's the Shailo? Ashet Akrivo Amir Achmana. The Pasuk says, Kol HaMincha Ashet Akrivo LaHashem Loiseyasa Chametz. Right? Any Mincha that you're going to be Makrivah, meaning you weren't Makrivah yet, you're going to be Makrivah, and you made it into Chametz, you're over the lot. Well, over here, Va'akrivah, you were Makrivah already. Because once it's Beroish Shal Mizbeach, we know that's already a Tchilas Haktara. So at that point, there was some Akrivah that took place. And being that there's some Haktara that took place, so maybe Ha'akrivah, you can't be over the Yisr. I don't know. You didn't do the right Akrivah. Meaning, as much as it's true in the sugyas of Zvachim and Menaches, that once it's Beroish Shal Mizbeach, at that point there's some halah, some akhtar that already took place, right? That's the lumdus of why Ein Lino Mayelis Beroish Shal Mizbeach. We know this, but it's still not the proper haktara. So it's still chaser some level of Ashet HaKrivu LaHashem. So if that's the case, maybe it should be included. And this Shaila, like Rapapa Shaila, is also a Shaila that we're going to have to wait for Eliyahu HaTishbi to be poshet. The Gemara says, take it either way. So this concludes the second part of today's daf. I'm just trying to be masadarit. What was part two of today's daf? So it discussed another Braisa that talks about the Isser of making a mincha into chametz. We saw it's true for the chametz, it's true for the ganze mincha, it's true for the minchas marcheshes, it's true for all menachas, but it's only true if it's a mincha ksheira. If it's a mincha psula at that point already, you're not going to be over. It has to be a mincha that shayach to Ashet HaKrivu LaHashem. But if it's not shayach to Ashet HaKrivu LaHashem, at that point, you're not going to be chayiv. There's one exception to that rule. The exception to that rule is really yesterday's daf, and that is a machmetz achar machmetz. That over there, there's a special ribui that teaches me you're going to be chayiv. The Gemara had two shaylas. One was Rapapa's shayla, the other was Ramari's shayla. Both of the Amiram stumped the Gemara. These are take with the shaylas. Rapapa wanted to know what would be if it was chametz and then it was yoitz and then it became chametz again. Are you over for that second mechametz, acha mechametz or not? Ramari Shaila was, what would be if it was chimtze b'roish Hashem Mizbeach? Do we say that it's not Ashet HaKriv LaHashem because you already did that akrava? Or it's still mechusar haktara? So being that it's mechusar haktara, maybe that would be fine. Either way, moving along. Talk to Gemara. V'hashtu d'nafgalei mikol ha-mincha. Now that we already learned from kol ha-mincha, that every chelik of the mincha is included in the Isser Loiseyos Sechametz, Ashet HaKrivu Lamali. What do we do with the words Ashet HaKrivu? Now we have to hit the pause button for 1 second. Didn't we address that already in the Braisa? Right, this Gemara is going back to the Braisa that we mentioned earlier, the Darshan, the Pasuk, Kol HaMincha Ashet HaKrivu LaHashem Loiseyos Sechametz. I thought the Braisa addressed it at the very, very end. At least that's the way we learned it. It says, Ashet HaKrivu. Ashet HaKrivu is coming to teach me that it has to be a mincha ksheira, not a mincha psula. Right, in the beginning of the Braisa, ilu nema Ashet HaKrivu, you would think it's only true for the koimetz. But it says, Kola Minchas. I know it's true for the ganze Mincha. And that's why the Brice at the end said, so what do I do with Asher Takrivu? What I do with Asher Takrivu is, I learn from there that it has to be a Mincha Ksheira as opposed to a Mincha Psul. Okay, so what's the Gemara's Kasha? The Brice already addressed it. Vashta, the Nafkalimi Kola Mincha, Asher Takrivu, Lamali. It's a Geshmaka Kasha. But we spoke this out as being the basis for the very end of the Brice when the Gemara brought it. So what's the Kasha over here? So if you look in the Rishonim, it seems like the Braisa was basing its drasha not so much on the words Ashet HaKrifu, but rather on the word Lashem. It's from the word Lashem. Kol HaMincha Asher Lashem. And Lashem teaches me that it's something that could be brought Lashem. It's Ksheira as opposed to Psula. But you don't need Takrivu Lashem. I don't need both of those words to teach me that Allah. And if it's Lashem L'chayra that teaches me Ksheira V'lay Psula, so now, Hadra Kusha L'duchte, what do I do with Takrivu? Ilu Nemar, I would have thought it's the Kaim. It's Beseyda. Okay, but it says already Kol HaMincha. To teach me Ksheira V'lay Psula, for that it's Lashem. So the question is, what do I do with Asher Takrivu? It's for that reason that you see the word Lashem is actually in parentheses. By the way, this is like Mamash Abchinam Mechikas Hashem, right? So you have to take the word Lashem out of the Gemara, Havdalel, Falfi Havdalas. But we have to take the word Lashem out because really the Kash is not from the word Lashem. Lashem was what the Braisa initially had already addressed. But the question is, Vahashtad the Nafkali Mikola Mincha Asher Takrivu, not the word Lashem. What do I do with that words? I need it for the following Braisa. And this Braisa is going to be Malava us. It's going to escort us till the end of the daf. So we have to get this Braisa. Asher Takrivu, it says in this pasuk, Kol HaMincha Asher Takrivu L'Hashem. What is the words Asher Takrivu coming to teach me? L'Rabbis Minchas Nesachem L'Chimutz. Divrei Beisakli. Beisakli, he says, coming to teach me that there's an Isolay Seyasa Chametz, even for the Minchas Nesachem. Rabbi Akiva, Imer Rabbi Akiva says, L'Rabbis Lechem Aponim L'Chimutz. It's coming to be Marbid Lechem Apon. Meaning, had I not had Asher Takrivu, I would have thought, according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the Minchas Nesachim is not included. Kamash Malan Asher Takrivu. According to Rabbi Akiva, I would have thought Lechem Aponim is not included. Kamash Malan Asher Takrivu. So what's unique about the Minchas Nesachim? And what's unique about the Lechem Aponim? So the truth is, really, in order to appreciate these Gemaras, and a lot of the Gemaras that we've been learning, we have to start understanding a little better the nuances of the different Menachas, which we haven't gone through yet, not in this Machzer, and not in the previous Machzer. Really, really, that sugya of getting to know the Menachas on a better level starts with the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Right, if you turn the page for a second, Yesh Tu Noi Shem V'Levoino, Shem V'Loi Levoino, Levoino V'Loi Shem then. Right, if you look at the Mishnah on Daf Samach Amud Aleph, Yesh Tu Noi Hagosha V'Ein Tu Nes Tenufa, Hagosha Tenufa, Tenufa V'Loi Hagosha. Right, so a lot of the Diktuke Dinim related to the different Menachas are Mishnayas, which come along with Sugyas, can move on, and really are going to be the topic of the next phase of Masechtas Menachas. But for now, in order to understand this Braisa, the Minchas Nesachin was a mincha where the entire mincha was put on the Mizbeach. So most Menachas, it was the Koimetz that was put on the Mizbeach, and then the Noiseres, the Shiori Mincha, was eaten by the Kehan. But the Minchas Nesachin was a mincha that was put in completely on the Mizbeach. It was Kulay Kol. Like the Minchas Koyanim, right? Minchas Koyanim was also Kula Kol. Minchas Nesachim was Kula Kol. Lechem Aponim was unique in that there was no Chelev of it that went on the Mizbeach. So again, this is another Braisa which seems to suggest that the Lechem Aponim is a Mincha, right? Again, Taisus is Diak in the beginning of the parak. But the bottom line is Lechem Aponim is a Mincha, quote unquote, and it's eaten completely. It came along with Levoina. The Levoina was put on the Mizbeach, and when the Levoina was put on the Mizbeach, that was matter the Lechem Aponim Achila, but there was no chelik, chalila of the Lechem Aponim that ever went on the Mizbeach. Bottom line is, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, you want to know why the Torah said Asher Takrivu, it's L'Rabbis Minchas Nesachim L'Chimetz. I would have thought that the only time there's a Nisal Seyasa Chametz is Al Kaponim, when I have a Mincha, that a chelik if it goes on the Mizbeach, and a chelik doesn't go on the Mizbeach. Just like the Minchas Marcheshes that the Torah is talking about in Parashas Vayikra. And even though it says Kol HaMincha L'Rabbis, it's L'Rabbis any similar Mincha. But if I have a Mincha that's so different, where the ganze mincha goes on the mizbeach, you don't even have the koimetz and the not koimetz. So as asort mincha, I would have thought it's not included. Kamash malan, Asher Takrivu, that as long as it's a mincha that you makriv, that in and of itself would be enough. So it's the Rabbis Minchas and Sachen Lachimutz. Rashi, it's a long Rashi. Last Rashi on Nun Zayin Amar Aleph says, oh, by the way, it's posh to me that Rabbi Yisrael Glili would hold that it's not only the Minchas and Sachen, it's also the Minchas Koyanim, right? The Minchas Chavitin, any Mincha that has a din where the ganze mincha goes on the Mizbeach, I would have thought it's not included in Kol HaMincha. Kamashwan, Rabbi Akiva said just the opposite. It's not coming to be marba the mincha sasach, the mincha that was put legamer on the Mizbeach. It's coming to be marba the mincha that wasn't put on the Mizbeach at all. I would have thought that mincha is not included. Kamashwan, Hashem takrivu. No, it's part of mincha. You're bringing it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The chelik that goes legvaya is grada. A davar achar a little bit, it's the bezichei levoina, but at the end of the day, this is a mincha that you're being makriv l'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we're being marba. We're being marba the lechem ha'aponim. Zok to Gemara. Let's just understand this for a second. Minchas nesachim. This next Gemara is like a shmaki Gemara. Mei perisim. Minchas nesachim is mei peris. The minchas nesachim was made not using water. And if that's the case, mei peris ein machmitzin. How do you know ein peris? May Paris Emachmitzim. So if you look at the Messiah Sashas, it's a Gemara Psochim Lamin Hey, it's a Gemara Psochim Daf Mem. This is Dover Be Itay Matoiv big time. But either way, fake the Gemara Kasha. How could there even be a Sugi over here of Minchas Nesachim? Rabbi Yisrael Glili says, Asheta Krivus, the Rabbis Minchas Nesachim, you can't physically make it Chametz. You know why you can't physically make it Chametz? Because it was kneaded with May Peiros. And May Peiros Ein Machmitzim. So what's the background to this? What's the Mei Peiros when it comes to the Minchas Nesachim? And why is it only by the Minchas Nesachim that the Gemara understands it's Mei Peiros Ein Machmitzin, as opposed to Shaar Menachos, Teiras Talmi 100 times, that don't make it chametz and make sure that you're going to eat a matzah? So Rashi explains, very, very geschmack. And that is that in order to knead dough, you have to have liquid. A regular Mincha, most Menachos, had one loig of shemen, per Isarin of Soilas, right? So for every Isarin of Soilas that there was one leg of Shemen. One leg of Shemen was not enough in order to go and to knead properly the dough to make a mincha that's going to be befitting. It's for that reason they used to add water. Now, Torah doesn't say anywhere add water to the mincha. You go through the Pesukim B'mav Sedra twice with the Targum. You're not going to find it anywhere. But at the same time, it was understood, it was muva me'elav, that the only way you can knead it, the only way you can make it is if you add water. And that's why they used to add water to the mincha. And that's why the mincha was shayach to become chametz. Because if you take dough and you add water, well, then it's something that's shayach to turn into chametz. Now, what about the oil? Isn't the oil enough for it to make it into chametz? So oil is considered mei peiros, right? Shemen comes from Isaiah, which is a pre. That's mei peiros. And mei peiros ein machmitzin. But the reason it can turn into chametz is because of the water that the Torah never mentioned. But it's understood that you have to add, and the dough and the water, that's what turns it into potentially becoming chametz. The Minchas Nesachim was brought with 3 lugin per Isarin. That's a lot of shemen. If you have that much shemen, then there's no reason you should have to add water. And if there's no reason you should have to add water, it's very yitachin that it's also to add water, because Torah doesn't say add water. So mechates, you can go ahead and start adding ingredients. The only reason you're doing it b'shar menachis is because even though the Torah didn't tell it to you, the Torah told it to you, because there's no other way to do it. But when it comes to the Minchas Nesachim, where there's 3 lugin of shemen, so over there I have plenty of liquid, I have plenty of mashkin, and as a result, there's no reason for me to add water. If that's the case, all I have is mei peiros. If all I have is mei peiros ain't machmitz. It's freitig marais. It's telling me that there's a riboy over here, loisi yasa chametz, with regard to the Minchas Nesachim. Minchas Nesachim, all it had was shemen, didn't have any mayim. All the other menachos didn't have mayim. Yes, they did. Where does it say it? Nowhere. But being that it was only a loig of shemen, it's muchach that they had to be mayim. As opposed to when it comes to Minchas Nesachim, there's no hachruch. And if that's the case, the understanding would be that it would be usur to go ahead and to add mayim. Zok to Gemara, Amar Rishlokish. Rishlokish said, Oymer hoy, Rabbi Yose Aglili. Rabbi Yose Aglili didn't say. Efleg zogen. Right? Avad, Rabbi Yose Aglili addressed this. He used to say, Minchas Nesachim, Megablo b'mayim v'ksheira. That if you want to add water, you're allowed to add water. That's where it's negaya. Being that if you want to add water, you're allowed to add water. It's basically the Lashitasa, who holds that if you want to add water, you could. That's how he holds it. Shaykh the Chametz, that's what Terah has to say. Also Chametz, even with regards to the Minchas Nesachim. Says the Gemara. Moving over to the second part of the price, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva said that what's Hashem Takriv Hashem coming to be marbit? It's coming to be marbit the Lechem Aponim. Lechem Aponim, faith the Gemara, midas yavishi. The Lechem Aponim was put in a keli, but the keli that it was put into was a midas yavish. It was one of the dry measuring kelim in the Beis HaMikdash. So we know that there were different kelim that were used for measuring. Some were known as midas or kli halach, and the other one known as midas hayavish. Tosfos in Masechtas Vachim and Perek Mizbech Mekadesh talks about why the kli halach were known as kli halach and why when it came to the midas hayavish it was known as midas hayavish. But the bottom line is that there were kli halach and there were midas hayavish. The kli halach was used to measure the lach, and it was also used just in general to be mekadesh and sanctify the davar lach. And then yavish was used for a davar yavish. Okay, now lechem aponim was made primarily of silas, which means that when it was put into its measuring cup, what was the measuring cup? It was a midas hayavish. What's the issue? V'shamanolid Rabbi Akiva. We know Rabbi Akiva's shita is the amar midas yavish leneskatcha, that the midas yavish were not neskadish. This Rabbi Akiva is the kamon in a mishnah daf tzadik amar aleph. But shita's Rabbi Akiva is that the midas hayavish were leneskatcha. So what's the kasha? If the midas hayavish were leneskatcha, that means when the lechem aponim were being prepared, so the soilus, for example, was put into the midas hayavish, it didn't get any ktushas aguf. If it didn't get any ktushas aguf, this is the assumption of the Gemara, it can't be subject to the lav of lo seyas hachametz. Because the lav of lo seyas hachametz is a mincha of lo seyas hachametz. And a mincha means it has ktushas aguf already. Ktushas damim la mincha, that's not enough for it to be considered a quote-unquote mincha. If the Torah says kol ha mincha, it has to be talking about where there's ktushas aguf. And the lechem aponim, being that it was only put in a midas hayavish, so it was never neskadish be Kedushas Aguf, and being that it wasn't the Skadish with Kedushas Aguf, how could it be subject to the loisase of loisiyas hachametz? Now, the truth is, there is a time where the lechem aponim is going to be the Skadish with Kedushas Aguf, when it's going to be put on the shulchan, but that's already after it was baked, right? They used to put the boiling hot lechem on top of the shulchan, but that's already after it was baked. But the point is that at this point, it wasn't baked yet, and being that it wasn't baked yet, at the time that you can make it chametz, like it's once baked, it's lachem ha'maisa. At the time that it's shayach to make it into chametz, it doesn't have kedushas aguf. So the chur, based on that, it shouldn't be shayach to be subject to the halacha. Now, if it wasn't Rabbi Akiva that said lechem aponim, you wouldn't have a kasha. Because it's only Rabbi Akiva that holds that midas yavish was leinus kasha. The Gemara's kasha is Rabbi Akiva l'shitasai. Rabbi Akiva who holds that midas yavish leinus kasha. So how could Rabbi Akiva hold this? And this leis yasa chametz. When it comes to lechem aponim, it doesn't have kedushas aguf. It shouldn't be considered a mincha. It shouldn't be subject to this halacha. So the Gemara sholach Ravin. Right, it's pretty obvious that the Gemara says not sholach Rebruven. All of a sudden, tucked away menachos nun zayinam adbeis shom alaychem Rebruven. Right, so obviously the Gemara, if you look on the side, is it wasn't Rebruven. Somebody made a mistake, and it's first day on the job. And instead of thinking it's Ravin, he wrote Rebruven, but we should add that. Shalach Ravin Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. So Ravin sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel in the name of the great Rabbi Yochanan. Right. Usually it was Kiyasa Ravin. It sounds like he didn't even wait for this. He sent a telegram. He said, before I even get back, and I fakoif all my halachas, Doylem better know this. So, Shalach Ravin Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan Kachi Atzah Shal Mishnah. Really, the Mishnah, or more properly, the Braisa is the way we have it. However, the epoch, you have to flip around the names. Rabbi Yochanan was the one that said the Rabbi Slachem upon him. Rabbi Kiva is the one that said the Rabbi's Minchas Sasachim. If you change the names, then obviously it's going to be good. Because again, like we mentioned, the whole kasha was Rabbi Akiva l'shitasa. But if it's not Rabbi Akiva anymore in this braisa, everything is going to be okay. So, the Gemara va'azda Rabbi Yochanan l'tameh. That Rabbi Yochanan's l'shitasa. What does it mean, Rabbi Yochanan's l'shitasa? Rabbi Yochanan, that Ravin said over in his name, switched the names in the braisa. That it's Rabbi Yossi Aglili that said the Rabbi's lechem upon him, and it's Rabbi Akiva that said the Rabbi's minchas and sachem. Not the way we have it. There's another Rabbi Yochanan where Rabbi Yochanan seems to be saying the same thing. Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Yossi Aglili ve'echad mitamidi Rabbi Yishmol. Rabbi Yossi Aglili and one of Rabbi Yishmol's talmidim. Amru davar echad said the same thing. Umanoi, which one of Rabbi Yishmol's talmidim is the one that said this? Rabbi Yoshia. It's the great Rabbi Yoshia. The Tanya. We learned in a braisa. So it says in the Torah. In this pasuk is in Parshas Nasai. It talks about the Chanukas HaMishkan. So this is also a little bit in Yonah D'Yoyma as it relates to the Parshas HaShavua. Albeit, this is when the actual Chanukas HaMishkan took place in Parshas Nasai. So it says, Vayhi Bayom Kalois Moshe L'Hokem Es HaMishkan. Vayim Shachoy Soi. Right. Moshe Rabbeinu went and he smeared the Mishkan with the Shemen HaMishcha, Vayikadeshoy, so he gave it Kedusha, Veskol Kelov, Vesamizbeach, Veskol Kelov, Vayim Shochem, Vayikadeshoy. So he went ahead and he did Meshicha to them. Who's them? It's all the Kelim. Vayim Shochem, Vayikadeshoy. Now, the word oisam is a little bit of a diakir. It sounds like an exclusionary word, right? He went, he did meshicha on the kelim, but oisam, those kelim. It sounds like those kelim, yeah, other kelim, nah, what's going on over here? That's the background to this price. So again, vayim shochem vayikadosh oisam. Rabbi Yishe says, midas halach nimshach, the midas halach, where nimshach bein mi bifnim, bein mi bachotz, both from the inside of the keli and the outside of the keli. Midas Yovesh, however, as it relates to the Midas Yovesh, Nimshach mi befnim, Veim Nimshach mi bachotz, it had Meshicha mi befnim, but it didn't have Meshicha mi bachotz. So you want to know what Oysam is coming to be Mamayit? Oysam is coming to be Mamayit that the Midas Halach had Meshicha Sai from inside, Sai from outside, as opposed to the Midas Yovesh, they were Nimshach mi befnim, that's true, but they were not Nimshach mi bachotz. Rabbi Yonasan said, Midas Halach Nimshach mi befnim, Veim Nimshach mi bachotz. He agrees with the Diak of Oysam, but he saw a little bit differently. He said, as relates to Midas Halach, the Meshicha was mi befnim, not mi bechutz. Midas Yavish lo nimshach kol iker. But as relates to Midas Yavish, there was no Meshicha at all. And Teidu Lecha, he said, I'll prove it to you. Shari'in Mekadeshes. I'll prove to you that it has no Kedusha. Dichzim mi moish v'yseichem toviu lechem tenufa shnaim. Shnei Yisrael Mesoilus tiyeno. Chometz teofene bikurim lashem. This is referring to the Shtei Alechem. And what does it sound like from the Pasuk? Eimosei hein lashem. One of they lashem. It's tafka after they were baked already, right? Chometz teofene. Then bikurim lashem. Must be, it's after la'acha shenefu. Must be, it was after the afiyah actually took place. So we have a machlokes over in this braisa between Rabbi Yoichin and Rabbi Yonis, and what to be memayit from vayim shochem vayikadesh oisim. There's some miut here, meaning there's some keli that was used in the Beis HaMikdash that did not have meshicha from the Shemen HaMishcha. As much as the pasuk is saying, rochel bitchaktano, that they went and they did meshicha to the mishkar and to the kelim, but oisim is a miut, and there's something that has to be in his mind. And it was machlokes between Rabbi Yoichin and Rabbi Yonis. Rabbi Yoshiya said, it's coming to be memayit the midas yovesh mibachotz. Rabbi Yoinasin said, it's coming to be memayit the midas yovesh bein mibifnim mibachotz. Meaning that there was no meshicha at all. What's this machlokes really talian? It's talian how much meshicha they did in the midas halach. According to Rabbi Yoshiya, the midas halach had meshicha bein mibifnim and bein mibachotz. Thus, when we go ahead and we memayit in the midas hayovesh, it's a nechoyz darka. So instead of it being mibifnim mibachotz, it's mibifnim na mibachotz. According to Rabbi Yonasan, the midas halach itself was only mibifnim and not mibachotz. So if you're going to go ahead, you're going to memayit the midas hayovesh, it's a nechoyz darka. It's going to emerge that you had nothing at all. So the Gemara b'maykom niflagi. What really is machlokes? I mean, we just explained the machlokes, but what's the shayrish of that? This is the way the machlokes presents itself. But what's the shayrish of the machlokes? Ba'isan. It's had a bimemayit ois beishes. Rabbi Yoshiya holds oisam lemutu midas yavesh bachotz. It's bimemayit midas yavesh bachotz. Rabbi Yonasan sava midas yavesh chaylu. But Rabbi Yonasan holds that the midas yavesh, the ganze midu was chayl. The whole keli was chayl. And if that's the case, it's the kolam mute. So I don't need a pasuk to be memayit. So it's the kolam mute midas lach mi bachotz. It's coming to my midas lach mi bachotz. In other words, the way the Gemara is coming out now, the Gemara is saying a little bit differently than the way he said it. So the Gemara, the reason that Rabbi Yoshiya said it his way and Rabbi Yonasan said it his way is Rabbi Yoshiya understood that the Midas Yavesh was a Kli Kodesh. If it's a Kli Kodesh, so it's included in the Pasuk, thus I need Oysam to be Mamayit. So what's Oysam going to be Mamayit? It's going to be Mamayit, be Bifnim, and not be Bachot. Whereas Rabbi Yonasan holds that the Midas Yavesh is a Kli Chayil. It never started off in this Pasuk. So when you have a Pasuk that says, Vayim Shachim, Vayikadesh Oysam, it can't be coming to be Mamayit, the Midas Yavesh, because Midas Yavesh was never included in the Klal, that I have to go ahead and be Maitzi it from the Klal. What then is included? Only the Midas Halach. Oh, Midas Halach. So it's going to be for the Midas Halach b'fnem Nabi b'chutz. In other words, Sai Rabbi Yoshiya agree that Vayim Shochem Vayikadosh Oysam means mi b'fnem Nabi b'chutz. Right? They're both coming out with the same exact way. The question really is it Midas Halach or is it Midas Hayavish? And what is that Tolian? That's Tolian, is the Midas Hayavish a Kli Kodesh or is the Midas Hayavish not a Kli Kodesh? But what's the bottom line? Let's hit the pause button. What's the bottom line? You see over here, a machloikis Rabbi Yoshiya and Rabbi Yonasan with regards to whether or not the Midas HaYovesh were Kli Kodesh or they were Kli Chayil. Rabbi Yoshiya holds the Midas HaYovesh were Kli Kodesh. Rabbi Yonason holds they were Kli Chayil. Now Rabbi Yochanan had said, the great Rabbi Yochanan, he said, Rabbi Yoshiya Galili, and one of the Talmidei Rabbi Yishmael, Umanei Rabbi Yoshiya, Amru Davar Echad. Who's the Rabbi Yoshiya, the Gemara said? It's this Rabbi Yoshiya who holds that the Midas HaYovesh were Niskadash Mibafnim. They weren't Niskadash Mibachutz, but they had Kedusha. Who's the Rabbi Yosei Aglili? Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds that from Ashet HaKrivu, in the parsha of Lo Yoseyos HaChametz, by the Mincha, we learn the rabbis, Lechem Aponim, Lechimutz. If he holds the rabbis, Lechem Aponim, Lechimutz, it must be that Rabbi Yosei Aglili holds that what? That the Midas HaYovesh had Kedusha. Because if the Midas HaYovesh didn't have Kedusha, that would mean that the Lechem Aponim does not have Kedusha until it's already baked. And if that's the case, it's not a Chefetz of a Mincha for it to be included in the Lois HaSei that the Torah says regarding the Chefetz of the Mincha, which is Lois HaYos HaChametz. If that's the case, Rabbi Yosef Lili also holds that the Midas HaYovesh, albeit Mibifnim, had Kedusha. Zok the Gemara. That's what Rabbi Yochanan means when he said that Rabbi Yosef Lili and one of the Talmidei Rabbi Shmuel Amar and Rabbi Yoshua Amar Davar Echad, they both said that the Midas HaYovesh, when Kaddish, and that's Rabbi Yochanan Litamei who flipped the gears in the Braisa, who said that Rabbi Yosef Aglili is the one that said the rabbis lachem aponim, and Rabbi Akiva who faker Litamei holds Midas HaYovesh was loy neskacha, he's the one that said the rabbis the minchas nesachim. But the Gemara asks one diktukasha here, and that is lema nami Rabbi Akiva the echme tamidi Rabbi Shmuel amru davar echad umani Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yochanan is acutely aware of this braisa of Ashet HaKrivu, where Rabbi Yosef Aglili, in his version of it, is marba lechem aponim, Rabbi Akiva is marba the minchas nesachim. He's also aware of the braisa, machlokes Rabbi Yoshiya and Rabbi Yonason, and whether Midas HaYovesh was niskadosh bebefnim or wasn't niskadosh bebefnim. And Rabbi Yochanan said a geshmakazach, he said that to me, Rabbi Yosef Aglili of this braisa and Rabbi Yoshiya, who's one of the Talmidei Rabbi Yishmael of that braisa, is the same shita. L'chayra, for the same price, Rabbi Yochanan could have taken this to the finish line. He could have also said Rabbi Akiva of this braisa and one of the Talmidei Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yonason, right? So there's a lot of history in this Gemara. We now know Rabbi Yoshiya and Rabbi Yonason, who are compadres throughout Shas, right? Like Abaye and Rava and Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. But you see that Rabbi Yoshiya and Rabbi Yonason, they both learned together. We are in the Yeshiva Rabbi Yishmael. But the bottom line is, he could have said they're also Amru Davar Echad. And how are they Amru Davar Echad? Because they both seem to be of the opinion that the Midas HaYovesh was not Neskadish. What do you see? Rabbi Akiva holds that the Midas HaYovesh was Neskadish. Now you don't see it as sharp. But you see from the fact that he said the Rabbis Minchas Nesachim, not the Rabbis Lachim upon him. Because Lashitasa, he holds Lachim upon him, is not Shaykh to the Lav anyways. And Rabbi Yonason said him a furish. He said that we're memayit from oisam midas halach mibachot as opposed to midas hayavish. And the reason is because midas hayavish is chayil. So afraid the Gemara, just like Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yisrael Glidin, what did Rabbi Yishmael, umani Rabbi Yoichi, amru davarecha? Why didn't he also say, Rabbi Yekivech, mitim Rabbi Yishmael, amru davarecha, umani Rabbi Yonason? So the Gemara answers, I'll tell you why, mishum do loishavu b'midas lach lahadadi. It's because they don't have the same shita as it relates to midas halach. How so? Rabbi Akiva's shita regarding midas halach is that it's kodesh saimi bifnim and saimi bachot. Whereas Rabbi Yonason's shita and the Brayis says that the midas halach is only bifnim, not mi bachot. He holds oisam is b'mayit midas halach mi bachot, and it's for that reason, being that they don't have the same shita regarding midas halach, even that's not what we're handling. We're handling the midas hayovish, but being that they don't have, can't say amru davar echad. Amru davar echad means they said the same exact thing. They actually didn't say the same exact thing. Now, by the way, this is really a sugya much later in the Masechta, so there's a lot of the kamans here in Rashi's. But the bottom line is, for now, what we need to know is that Rabbi Yosef Aglili and Rabbi Yosef are literally Davar Echad. That's Rabbi Yochanan said it, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yonason are not Mamish Davar Echad, and that's why he didn't say it. One more Gemara. I'm going to read Rapapa Dabaya. Rapapa told Dabaya, for Ika Bisa Delachu. The Gemara is assuming that if the Midas HaYovesh will loin Eskadesh, so there's no way for there to be an Isser loy Seyasa Chametz with regards to the Lechem Aponim. And the reason is because in order for it to be a Mincha, it has to be Neskadesh B'Kedushas Agof. And as far as we know, the only Keli that it was put into was a Midas HaYovesh. So let's explain this a little bit better. What was the Midas HaYovesh that it was put into? It's the Isarai, right? Because there was an Isarin or few Isarinis, but the bottom line is you have to measure per Isarin. So there was a measuring kli called an Isarin, and that's a Midas HaYovesh. Rav Papa told Abaya, I don't think that's true, because they had a need the lechem aponim, right? You had to make it into bread. And where did they need it? They needed it in some sort of keli. What Rapapa refers to as a bisa. That keli is not just a midas hayavish, that's a perfect design. That's like a bowl, a mizrak. That's one of the kli alach. And the kli alach had kedusha. So vazokt the Gemara, this major hanocha of part three of the daf, which is that there was no way for the lechem aponim to be shaykh to the issa chametz if you hold midas hayavish leinus gacha. What do you mean the lechem aponim went into to a midas alach? When did it go into a midas alach? When they did the lisha. Some of the people about you, ikabisa, dilachu, that's a clear alach. So what are you telling me that it's not shaykh to say off? So chametz, it is shayach to it. Amaloi, so Abaya told Rapapa, "Kigoyin shalosh al gabi katvalya." You didn't have to put the lechem aponim, that soilus, into a bisa in order to do the lisha. You could always be lush al gabi katbalya. So what's a katbalya? So Rashi says that's like some mat that's made of ur. So if you want to do it over there, you could do it there. So it's not muchach that you're going to put it into a kli alach, being that it's not muchach that you're going to put it into a kli alach, the Torah can't go ahead and say lo yisei asa chametz. I mean, it could be erachinami. If you'd put it into a kli alach, it would be shayach. But Ashet Akriv, who sounds like in all situations it's going to be shayach to this, and here it's not shayach. But he said, the Kamalei Rabbi Yonason had told Rabbi Yoshia, right? What Rabbi Yonason hold? Rabbi Yonason held that the midas hayavish will ain't a skacha. That's why he said oisam is coming to be mamayit midas halach miba chutz. How did he know it? He learned it from the shtei alechem. Mimoish vayisechem taviu lechem trufa shtayim shnei esroinim soilus tiena chametz teyafena bikurim lashem. It sounds like it's only b'shas afir that it gets to kedusha l'Hashem, and that's a raya. That what? That's a raya. The midas hayovesh will lein eskacha. Says Rav Papa Tabaya. I don't know what Rabbi Yonason's raya was. Rabbi Yonason said, "Ida l'cha shari ena mekadeshes lemalei l'chayra." What Rabbi Yoshia should have told Rabbi Yonason was, "Kigoyin the kaila b'yisar in the chayil." Maybe there is a hechatimtza where it wouldn't be Kaddish until after the Afiyah. When you use the Nisarim here means the measuring, Midas al-Yavesh of Nisarim, Bechayel, as opposed to if you used it of Kaddish. But Enechanami, if you use it of Kaddish, maybe the Kli al-Yavesh one is Kaddish, and in that situation really would give it Kedusha. Meaning, what the Gemara is saying is that Abaya seems to be being Mechadish that even though there were Kli Kodesh that we use in the preparation of the Mincha, but it was optional. You wanted to use it, use it. You don't want to use it, don't use it. You want to use the Bisa, that's a Kli Alak, that was a Skadish Gesundheit. You want to use a Katabalya of Ur, use that also. Oh, it's optional. If that's the case, then Echfashtenish. Then what's Pshat that Rabbi Yoshia brought a riot from the fact that you see that Shtei Alechem didn't have Kedush until after the Afiyah? Vaisois the Midas Hayovish of Isorin wasn't Eskadish. Maybe Loyal Moves Eskadish. Hachem my skin where I didn't use it. I always thought you had to use it. I also always thought you had to use it. But then Abaya told me he was Mechadish to me that it's optional. So if it's optional, it's optional. But the Gemara says, Hachiyacha, it's not a Tushla. Because Bishlem a Bisa, like Hasav Rahman, the La'avid Bisa, Lemela. By the Bisa, the Torah doesn't say anywhere a word about this Bisa, right? So if that's the case, ki loshla gabi katbalyo less lumba. You want to use a Bisa, use a Bisa. And when you use a Bisa, it's going to be in the Skadish. But you don't have to use the Bisa. Eli Isarim, but when it comes to the Isarim, keeping the Amar Achmana of the Isarim. Being that the Torah said Mefurish, make this Isarim, fi kayobe, and measure the soilus in it, shavik yisar in the kodesh, the kail bisar in the chayil. Do you have a right to go ahead and just interchange it? The bisa was optional, but the yisar wasn't optional. Torah says clearly making yisar. Rashi says that one of the psukim that says yisar in soilus is actually referring not to the amount of soilus, but it's the midas hayavish that measures the Yisar. The Torah talks about the Yisar and Silas. I mean, the Torah talks about the Yisar and Silas, it's not an option not to use it, as opposed to the Bisa. That's already optional. That's optional. That's not going to be an issue. What's the bottom line? Part three of today's daf. Kol ha-mincha ashet ha-krivu la-shem. Kol ha-mincha means every part of the mincha is subject to the law of lo yisei asa chametz. Kol, not only minchas marchesh, it's true for all menachas. La-shem, it has to be exchanged. But what's that krivu coming to teach me? The answer to that is Nun Zayin Amud Beis Masechtas Menachos. It's a braisa. Machloikis Rabbi Yose Aglin Rabbi Akiva. Who said what? Oh, two different lashaynes. The way the Gemara brought the braisa lechatchila, Beis Aglin said it's coming to be mar by the Minchas Asachim. Rashi is not only Minchas Asachim, it's the Minchas Asachim and the Minchas Kayanim. Any mincha that the entire mincha was put on the mizbech. Rabbi Kiva said it's coming to be mar by the lechem upon him. That's a mincha where no chelik of it was put on the mizbech. It was kulay nachal. Rabbi Yochanan flipped the gersa. He said it's the other way around, that Rabbi Yosef Aglili is the one that was marba the lechem aponim, Rabbi Akiva was the one that was marba the minchas hasachin. Why did he flip it around? Because whether or not it makes sense that there should be a lav of leisiyasa chametz regarding lechem aponim is really totally in a whole other shaylo, sugi lekamon daf tzadik, which is, were the midas hayavish neskadish, were they not neskadish? Were they kli kodesh? Were they kli chayil? Machlokes Rabbi Yosha and Rabbi Yonasan. And by the way, what emerged from the Gemara is that, yeah, Rabbi Yosef Aglili is Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi Yonasan. The bottom line is, this concludes today's daf. So as it relates to Raid, so the topic of these dafin is kol ha-menachos ba'is matzah. As we mentioned many times, it's very much dover be'itay matoiv from the standpoint of v'shloshim yom koydim l'chag. And of course, on Pesach, there's a mitzvah to eat matzah. There's an iser to eat chametz. Not even allowed to have chametz in your house. There's a lava by your rub, by your matzah. There's a mitzvah essay of tashbisu. So really, the inyan of the yom very much mirrors the sugis over here in Masechtas Menachos. And I think it's kedai to be marchiv the Indian of Kol HaMenachos Ba'is Matzah, specifically as it intersects with the Inyan of the Yayma. So just as a Hakdama, we'll start the raid today, and Be'ezer Hashem, there'll be a part two and a part three. This is not something that we can do al regal achas. So the Torah says many times, Kol HaMenachos Ba'is Matzah. The Torah doesn't say why. Like most mitzvahs, the Tamei HaMitzvah are not mentioned mefurish in the Torah. So why is it that the Karban Mincha had to be matzah? Why is it that there's two lavin, loy seyase and loy seyafe, when it comes to preparing the Karban Mincha in a state of chametz? If you take a look at the Ramban, Ala Torah, in Parshas Vayikra, it's in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. Says the Ramban, V'tam ha-sa'or v'hadvash. The reason that you're not allowed to put sa'or and dvash on the Mizbeach, and more specifically, the reason the carbon mincha, which is made of carbs, couldn't be in a state of sa'or, it couldn't be in a state of chametz. Yitachin, says the Ramban, it's probable, it's plausible, it makes sense, shu kedivrei ha-rab b'mayra nevuchim, that the pshat is based on what the Rambam said in the Moira. Amar, the Rambam said, Shematza b'sefreya. He found in their books, so who's them, right, who's there? He's referring to the pagans. He's referring to the katatzabim that we've spoken a lot about, most recently in the Chumash here in Parashas Bay. Shehamina koyel o'evdei avodah zarah, that the custom amongst the o'evdei avodah zarah was, lahakriv kol minchasam chametz, that every time they would bring a mincha, they would make sure it was chametz. Ula orei v'advash b'chol karbonos hayim. Additionally, they would mix honey together with their karbonos. V'lochein, said the Rambam in the Moira, asram l'gavaya. So for that reason, the Torah said that this is not going to be okay. So says the Ramban, it's yitochen, that the reason there's a lav of chametz when it comes to the Menachos, the reason the Torah says Kichol Sar V'Chol Devash Lo Yisaktu Men Ishel Hashem, it's probably based on what the Rambam writes in the Meir that he saw by the pagans, by the Tzabim, and that is that they were makpid, that their mincha always was chametz and had sar, and fakered, it had dvash as well. V'lochein Otzol L'Gvaya. Ukazeh, says the Ramban, Amruzal B'Matzeva. We find Chazal said this regarding the Matzeva. So we know that once upon a time there was a Mizbeach and there was a Matzeva. Shahoiso nifcheres bimei avos. It was the go-to way to bring a carbon in the times of the avos. Avav acha kach sona Hashem. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu hated it. He despised it. Mipnei shasuch eklav avodah zarah. Because it became very much a ritual of the avodah zarah. K'moy shamah, the pasuk says, Asher sonei Hashem alikecha. Says Abdur Rahman, I think in the same vein, that's why the Torah says, Kichol sar v'chol davash leisaktir men ishal Hashem. That's why there's such a kpeda of kol ha-menachos bo'is matzah. Now this Rambam that the Ramban is referencing is the Rambam in Chela Gimel Perek Mem Vav in the Moira. That's the Rambam where the Rambam talks about Tamei HaKarbonos Ba'arichus Gedoyla. The Rambam over there says an unbelievable chiddush. The Rambam says that the whole reason we have Seder Kachim, the whole reason we have a Teres Kayanim, is because the Yidin and Mitzrayim were Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah, V'halalu Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And it's because the Yidin was steeped in Avodah Zarah. And the Eibishter wanted to be merachik them, he wanted to distance them from that terrible, terrible way of life. So what the Eibishter did was, he gave the Yidin a parasha of Karbonos, And all the diktuki halachas of the parish of Karbanos are 180 degrees. They're the antithesis of the Avodah Zarah that they were accustomed to when they were Mitzrayim. And the Rambam goes on, chapter and verse, to explain every Dover Gadol and Dover Katan in the world of Kachim, based on this inyan that it's all Lahoitzi Miliban Shalak Tipshin Varisham. It's all coming to try to eradicate this idea that the Yidu were once steeped in Avodah Zarah, right? The Rambam says that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they used to worship the Shar, the Kesef, and the Eis. It's for that reason we take the Shar, the Kesef, and the Eis, and we use it as the sacrificial lamps. Fakir, we use it to worship the Melech Malchei Amlochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chahena v'chahena. One of the things that the Rambam says, Toich Dvarav, is this inyan. He says, I'll read it inside. Mikivan sha'ovdei Avodah Zarah lo'hayim akrivim lechem she'enoi chametz, v'hirbu lahakriv dvarim mesukin u'legoil es karbonoseim bedvash, k'mefursim besvarim she'tziyanti lecha. The swarm that I've already referenced. He adds to this salt. This is the Rambam that the Ramban is quoting in Parshas Vayikra, and he says, it's why is this a pella, this Ramban? It's because everybody knows, we've mentioned this so many times, that the Ramban, right in the beginning of Vayikra, quotes this Rambam, and he says dvarim sha'asu l'shoimon regarding the Rambam, right? V'amar Rabbi Meir Nevuchim ki tamar karbonos v'chulu v'chulu, and he says v'hine heim divrei havai. It's shtusim, he says about this Rambam. Yasu shulchan Hashem megul. He's making the table of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the mizbeach megul. He's making it disgusting. He goes on with l'shoinus again. The Rambam was sharp sometimes. Keneged the Rambam, keneged the Meir Befrat, but to say Lashonis like this, right, you'll never find any precedent for this. There's no tzushtal to this. The Ramban very, very much didn't like the Rambam's understanding of Tanakh Karbanos. We mentioned over the years many times that the Chassam Sofer says, the Gemara says, Kol Koyin She'ina Moida Ba'avoida, Ein Loi Chelek Ba'avoida. And the Chassam Sofer says, you know what it means? Any Koyin that believes Tanakh Karbanos, the way the Rambam says it in the Meirah, Ein Loi Chelek Ba'avoida. Aye, the Rambam said it, so the Chassam Sofer goes, he brings from the Trumas Hadesh and Dvar Matik and But I just thought this was so interesting that the Ramban, who took such umbrage to this Rambam in the Meirah, he said, I have no eights over here. I think I have to tap in, at least as it relates to this detail of why Kol HaMenachis Bais Matzah. I think it must be related to this Rambam, which again, I'm not comfortable with at all, but at the same time, I don't have another Eitzah. Yitachin, sucked the Ramban. It's Yitachin. By the way, you see also how, excuse the pun, but you know, sometimes when someone like the Ramban goes fire and brimstone, you have to take it with a grain of salt, right? That's the pun. You see it clearly because divrei havoy, and then 8 pages later, the Ramban's quoting and he's extrapolating something from this Rambam. As much as he said the Lashonos of Divrei Havoi, he's talking about the Rambam, right? Hashem Yimoshel Amoshel Leikom Kemosh, right? That's who he's talking about. I think it's a little bit of a clinic in understanding sometimes Vostos made. Then a Ramban, a God of Yisrael, says Divrei Havoi. Again, something that needs to be taken in somewhat moderation. But the truth is that if you take a look at some of the other Rishonim, Ubefrat Rabbeinu Bechaya, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, he has a whole different understanding of this halacha of Kol HaMenachis Bayis Matzah. And not surprisingly, he connects the idea that the Korban Mincha had to be matzah and it couldn't be chametz with the fact that Yidden on Pesach have a mitzvah sasei deiraisa be'erev teichel matzahs. They have an iser to eat chametz. They have a loisasei of bayirah bayimatzeh mitan aseif and tashbisu. He says that the idea of a mincha needing to be matzah and chametz is very much related to the avoida of Pesach. And I think it's kedai to speak out this Rabbeinu Bechaya. That goes without saying. But I think that in order to properly appreciate it, we have to take a step backwards and we have to understand a little bit better. Why is it on Pesach that we eat matzah? Why is it on Pesach that we're not allowed to eat chametz? We're not even allowed to have chametz in our rishos. And I think if we understand the role that matzah and chametz plays a little bit better by Pesach, so then we'll be able to understand a little bit better the sugyas that we're learning right now in Masechtas Menachos. This is not Varfin, by the way. The name of the perek is Kol HaMenachos Bos. Every sugya we're learning is related to this inyan. But I think in order to properly appreciate what Rabbeinu B'chaya is being megalut to us and other tzaddikim, we have to have a better understanding of the inyan of matzah and chametz. Now, if it wasn't Shloish Yom Kodem L'chag, we'd probably take the shorter approach of going about this. But being that it is Shloshim Yom Chayim Chag, it's already Soif Zman. So I think, Dover Be'itai Matov, I think it's Kedai to take the long scenic route and just expand a little bit on the mitzvah of matzah, the iser of chametz, and then Be'ezer Hashem, not in today's share, but Be'ezer Hashem will close the loop, will come full circle, and hopefully have a better havana of the inyan of Kol HaMenachos Bos Matzah. So, al rishon rishon val achron achron. Every Jew knows that on Pesach, at the Leil HaSeder, there's a mitzvah HaSeder that rises to eat a kezayis of matzah. Shenemar be'erev teichel matzahs. Now, the Torah says, shivas yom teichel matzahs. The Gemara says that really, it's only the first night that there's a chayva. The rest of Yontif, it's a rishos. We've spoken many times over the years, the Vilna Goyen and the Maaser Rav, that said that really the whole Yontif, there's a chiyuv to eat matzah. Either Gemara calls it rishus, relative to the first kezayis, where even if you're not hungry, you have to eat a kezayis, it's a rishus. But avada, mitzvah sometimes, klapi chayva, says the guy, and is referred to as a rishus, but a mitzvah's kiyumas, for sure there is, vadvar matikin, that's not our Indian. But for sure there's a mitzvah, the first night of Pesach, to eat matzah. Why is there a mitzvah to eat matzah? Why is there a mitzvah to eat matzah? And by the way, you have to know the answer to this question. Number one, mitzvah srichas kavana could be. And even if you own mitzvah ain't srichas kavana, but there's a yesh oimrim, that when Rabbi Gamliel said, kol shalei amash shloisha dvar malalu le'yotzi dechayvase bepesach ve'elu heim, pesach matzah umar, he means you have to understand the tam ha-mitzvah. So why is it that we eat matzah? So, I think a pretty solid answer to this question is, it's mefurish in the Haggadah Shal Pesach. Matzah zu sha'anu eichlen al shoma. Why do we eat matzah? Al-shom. Shalai hispik betzeikam shal aviseinu lahachmitz at shenigla aleim melech malchleim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golem. It's because the Noshim Tzidkonius, as they were leaving Mitzrayim, they were preparing frishtik. They were preparing breakfast. And they were kneading their dough. And before the dough had an opportunity to rise, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megale himself to Klal Yisrael, and at Oskal Eis the Yidin, Ugalam, Shenemar, it's a pasuk in the Torah, Vayoyfu es habotzik, Asher hoitziu mi Mitzrayim, Ugois makutzois. They, the Noshim Tzidkoni, is baked the matzois in a state of matzois. You know why? Ki loy chametz, it didn't have a chance to rise. Ki garshu mi Mitzrayim, because they were sent out of Mitzrayim, v'lo yachlu lehismameya, they didn't have an opportunity to wait around a little bit. V'gam tzedul lo yosulem, and by the way, they didn't even have a chance to prepare any tzedul derech. They had to take everything to go, and as a result, we say in the Haggadah, matzah zu shanu eichlan al shulma, al shulm shalai hispik betzeikim shalav yitzeinu lahachmet. It's because of this pasuk, vayoyfu es habasuk asher yitziyu mi mitzrayim, ugas matzahs ki loy chomitz ki goshu mi mitzrayim vila yachlu es mameh. And the truth is that the makar to this paragraph in the Haggadah Shal Pesach is a Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim, Mesechtes Pesachim, daf kuf tez zayin amid beis. Truth is, this Mishnah that we quote in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, if you think about it, is a plea. There's two very, very, very basic kashas that need to be asked. When we learned Chumash in Parshas Boy, we went through them briefly. But I think Kan HaMakom L'Harach, then it was in Kan HaMakom L'Harach. But now we have to be ma'arichin it a little bit. And again, this is like the Yisoidei HaYisoidus. I think it's ma'akiv in just being intelligent about one of the most basic mitzvahs in Yehadas, the mitzvah of matzah. Two bombic kashas. I think you could stump your friend with both of these kashas. Kasha number one. Matzah zu sha'anu oichlan al shumma. It's because of the fact that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, loy hispik betzeikum shalav yitzeinu lahachmetz at shenigla aleim melech malcha lachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When did the Yidden leave Mitzrayim? They left Mitzrayim on Tesvav Nisan. When Tesvav Nisan? Be'etzem ayayim hazeh. Right, they left in the morning. Das Chalte de Gula happened by Chatzoyis, by Makis Becheiris. We spoke a lot about that in the Chumash Yirum. But when did they physically leave? They left in the morning of Tesvav Nisan. It's a Gemara in the first parak of Masechtes Brachos. And the Gemara says, Hakomoydim. There's no machlokes about that. Everybody agrees. When did the Yidden leave Mitzrayim? They left Tesvav Nisan. On Yud Daled Nisan, 24 hours earlier, the Yidden brought a Karban Pesach, right? They brought a Korban Pesach. They took from the dam of the Korban Pesach and they did a Zrika. Not a Zrika on a Mizbech, they didn't have a Mizbech. But they did a Zrika on the Shtei Mezuzois and on the Mashkev. And then they sat at night by Chatzois and they ate from the basa of the Korban Pesach. And they were commanded, chapter and verse, in very great detail, exactly how you should go about it. If you go through the Pesukim and Parshas Bo, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe and Aharon to go be Mitzavah B'nei Yisrael, to go ahead and bring the Korban Pesach, he tells them clearly, Al Matzois Umeroirim Yoichlu. You should go ahead and eat it in Matzah, and you should eat it together with Mar. That means the Yidden had a mitzvah of Matzah the night before they left Mitzrayim with no time to allow the dough to rise. So matzah zushanu oichlan al shema al shem shlei hispik b'tzeikim shalav yisenu lahachmet zach nigalai melech malcham al kadosh baruch hu. I hear, but I still have a kasha. What about the matzahs that the Yidden ate the night before? The matzahs that the Yidden ate the night before, that matzah could not have been al shum shalay hispik b'tzeikim shalav yisayinu l'achm tzach nigloi melech malach kodesh baruch hu, because it didn't happen yet, right? There's no emukdim emukha b'tayr here. That happened on Yudalit, and this happened on Tezvav. Or that was Tezvav at night, and this is Tezvav in the morning. So if that's the case, this can't explain why the Yidden ate matzahs the night before. Now, I don't know, if you would ask me, I would think the reason we eat matzah by the Leila Seder with the Korban Pesach and with the Maror is because that's the way the Yidden ate it in Mitzrayim. And when the Yidden ate in Mitzrayim, it had nothing to do with the fact that it was like Hitzpik, Betzekim, Shalav, Yisrael, Lachmazach, Shinding, Aleim, Melech, Malchel, 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 Baruch Hu. So this is the reason we eat matzah? Again, it's a nuanced question. Matzah Zushanu Oichlin is because of the way the Yidden left Mitzrayim on Tesvav Nisan. I hear. But then why did the Yidden eat matzah the night before? And doesn't it make more sense that whatever reason the Yidden ate matzah the night before is the reason that we're eating matzah today? I think this is something that requires a little bit of beer. Here's another kasha. This kasha is even a starker kasha. And that is that Moshe told the Bnei Yisrael that you're going to have to eat matzah. And he told him you can't eat chametz. As a matter of fact, he told him, Tashbisu sarmi batechem. As a matter of fact, he told him, there's a lav of lo yimotze sarmi batechem. If you look at the Psukim and Parashas Bo, you have the entire parish of Pesach, right? It's divided into a few groups, if you remember, we don't come and share. But the initial chelik of it is all mentioned before the Yidden leave Mitzrayim. They were told not just to eat a Korban Pesach, they were told to prava yontif of Pesach. If they were told to prava yontif of Pesach, and they were told you have to eat matzah and not eat chametz, and they were told that there's even an isabal yimotzeh, you can't have any chametz in your rishos. So if that's the case, what's going on over here? It sounds like that the Yiddenis had an opportunity to go ahead and to bake baguettes and make lafas, they would have. But the problem is, what? How in the world is that possible? They were told clearly, go through the Pesukei HaTorah. There's an Issa Chametz. They were told that there's an Issa Bal Yemotzeh. What in the world is going on over here? How is there ever a Havamina in the world that the Yidden were going to go ahead and they were going to make Chametz? They were bound by the lava of Bal Yemotzeh. What's going on over here? Again, when you learn Chumash, and you know, Baruch Hashem, we went through these parashis together, you can't even read the Haggadah. Again, if you don't know the Chumash, you don't know the Chumash. But say that, you know, I can't help you. But if you know the Chumash, it jumps off the page. This is mamash akasha for the manushtana. It's mamash what it is. It's that obvious. Both kashas are that obvious. The reason we eat matzah is because the next day they eat matzah already the night before. So why did they eat matzah then? I'd like to know. And I'm assuming that's probably the reason we eat matzah today. It sounds reasonable, right? Okay, you'll tell me now. But still, why did they eat matzah the night before? And number two, what was the havamina they were going to bake chametz? They couldn't bake chametz because they were bound by the law of chametz, which was true in Mitzrayim, just like it was going to be true with Deir Deiris. Look here, both of these kashas are bumbas. So I think we have to go through both of them. And we're going to do Al Achron Achron Val Rishon Rishon. The second kasha first. So again, what was the Havamina that they were going to bake chametz? Look here, weren't they bound by the Issa Matzah? You know why I asked this kasha? The Ramban asks this kasha. Now the Ramban doesn't ask it for in Toim Rav Yeshleimer. You have to read the Ramban. But the Ramban was very bothered with this kasha. The Ramban in his Pirush al HaTorah in Parshas Bo, on the Pasuk, Vayoifu es habotzik asher hoitziu mimitzrayim. It's a short paragraph. We'll read the whole paragraph. Zok the Ramban. She'afu oisei matzois. The reason that they baked matzois was mepnei ha-mitzvah shenitztavu. It's because they were commanded to make matzahs. They were told, Sar lo yimotze bivatechem, ki kolaycha machmetzes v'nichrisa. Vayoifu Es habotzek asher hitziu mimitzrayim ugois matzos. Talk to Hilge Ramban. You want to know why they did it ugois matzos? Because they were told this in the Sechametz. So the reason they made matzah is for the same reason we're going to eat matzah in a couple of weeks. It's because the Torah said they had to eat matzah. So what does it mean? Ki loy chametz, ki garshu mimitzrayim v'lo yachlus mameh v'agam tzeda lo yosnu lehem. Zok to Ramban, v'omar ki garshu mimitzrayim. You know what that's coming to say? Loy masha of lois abaderech. It's coming to explain why is it that they baked it on the road. Meaning, they should have made the matzahs in a matzah factory. They should have made the matzahs like everybody makes a matzah. So why did they do it? Mamish carrying it on their shoulders. Bavur, the answer is, ki garshu mi Mitzrayim. Because they were driven out of Egypt. V'lo yachlu lehis mameya. And they couldn't wait any longer. Lefois oisoi po'ir. V'loseis oisoi ofui matzos. V'alkein nosu oisoi botzeik. U'misharoisam tsruroiz besim loisam al shichmon. The question is why? Why did they do it in that way? They should have done it in a more proper way. The answer is they didn't have an opportunity to do it in a proper way. And that's why they sort of had to bake it to go. But you want to know, Zok de Ramban, why they made matzos? That's because of the beginning of the parasha, because they were bound by the Yisachametz, just like we're bound by the Yisachametz. The second part, ki garshu mi Mitzrayim v'lo yachlus mameh v'gam tzeda lo yoslem, that's explaining why it was done in this haphazard way. But avada, there was never a havamina that the Yidden were going to go ahead and make chametz because they were bound be'etzem by an Yisr chametz. In other words, according to the Ramban, when we say in the Agadah Shal Pesach, matzah zushanu oichla al shum ma, al shum shalai hispik b'tzekim shal aviseinu lahachmetz, at shenigla aleim melech ma'ach lemach Kadosh Baruch Hu Golem. It's dachuk, but it's a little bit of a misnomer here. You have to say it's not so much that the Yidden were going to make chametz, but they didn't have an opportunity. Memela, they ended up with matzah. That's why you matzah. They were going to eat matzah regardless. What happened? Be atchenigla aleim melech mach Kadosh Baruch Hu. They couldn't even make the matzah properly, and as a result, they had to like take it to go, and they had to make it in this haphazard way. And it sounds like matzah zushanu oichlin is a zeicha for that. But again, just to be 100% clear, according to the Ramban, the reason we eat matzah is not because there wasn't an opportunity to go ahead and to make chametz. The reason we eat matzah, according to the Ramban, is because of the azara. The azara of matzah predated the fact that Yoifus Habotzik Asher Yitzio Mimitzrayim Ugas Matzahs Kilo Chametz. And that pasuk of Kigosh Mimitzrayim is only an explanation for why it happened. Why it happened the way it happened. The problem is, this Ramban's a chiddush. Specifically, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Terem Yechmotz, right? They were thrown out before it had an opportunity to become chametz. This is actually a pasuk earlier by Yisa Amis, but say, Terem Yechmotz. Says Rashi on those words, HaMitzriyim lo hinichum lishoiz kidei chimotz. The Mitzriyim did not allow the Yidden, Ki garshu mi Mitzrayim. They didn't have an opportunity to make it into chametz. Rashi seems to be learning Kipshute, which seems to be the Mishnah, which is what we say in the Agadah Shal Pesach. It sounds like from Rashi, they would have made it into chametz. And if that's the case, L'chayra hajr kushal l'tuchte, how could they have made it into chametz? Again, this is the second kasha we mentioned earlier. How could they have made it into chametz? L'chayra, there was no option to make it into chametz. They were already bound by the Azara, which is the Ramban's kasha already. And the Ramban says a whole pshat, but Rashi doesn't go with that pshat. So if that's the case, how were they able to do this? So if you take a look at the Ran, in Arvei Psachim, on the Mishnah, Kufta Zayin Amid Beis, says the Ran, quote, V'lo yachlu lehis mameya. They were thrown out of Mitzrayim. They couldn't wait any longer. Sheilu yachlu lis mameya, because had they been able to wait a little bit longer, hayu machmitzen oisai. They would have allowed it to become chametz. The Pesach Mitzrayim loy nag eloyim laila v'yoyim. Kedi isa b'Pesach sheni. Zok the Ram, because Pesach Mitzrayim was only noyig for a day, a night, and a day. What does it mean, a day? It means mishay shoyesu l'mayla on Yudalid Nisan. And then the night of Leil Tesvav, and then the following day. What's the precedent for having a 1 day and a half type of Pesach? Pesach Sheni. Ulamachar, but then day afterwards, on Tezayin Nisan, Hayu Mutarim b'malacha, at that point they were allowed to do malacha, u'bechametz, and they were allowed to eat chametz. Ulafichach, ilu yachlu lehis mameya. Had they had a little bit of more time, hichmitzu isoy seyam l'tzayrich machar. They would have been machmitz, their dough, for the next day. Shaloi huzaru b'bal yeirah. Because even though it's true they were told they're not allowed to eat the chametz, but they were never told that there's an isabal yeirah b'al yematzeh, therefore they would have prepared at least for Tezayin, but they didn't have any opportunity, right? The pasuk says, "They had no choice but to go ahead and make it matzah." So zok deran regarding that second kasha, how were they able to go ahead and make it chametz? What was the hava mina that we're going to make it chametz? Weren't they bound by the issa chametz? The answer is yes, but not for 7 days. They were only bound by the issa chametz for that one day, and they were also not bound by bayura bayumotze. As a result, they were going to go ahead, they were going to make the matzah, and like this, they were going to take it to go, and they were going to have everything that they needed. So this sorts out the second kasha from the gedolei rishayim without any tosefes. The rishayim already asked the kasha. What was the hava mina they were going to make chametz? Weren't they bound by the issa chametz? The Ramban says yes. And Enochinami, when the pasuk says kigarshu, it just means why they did it in such a fast, haphazard way. But Enochinami, they were never going to make chametz. It was already off the table. The Ran, and it's mavur this way, and Rashi also held that Avada, they were making chametz. And the only reason they didn't make chametz is because they were rushed out. And they had no opportunity to go ahead and make the chametz. Weren't they bound? The answer is, they were bound for a day. It was like a Pesach Sheni Digasar Pesach. It was only for one day. And there was also no Wissa by Rabbi Yamatze. So they were going to bake it, but they weren't making frishtik, right? We always thought they were making frishtik. That's not what was going on over here. It was nachmul, right? It was making a dinner for the night. That's what they were making. Because the next night, Leil Tezayin, at that point, they were going to be allowed to eat, and that's what's playing itself out. But now we have to address the first kasha. The first kasha is that if the reason we eat matzah is because of what we say in the Agadah, matzah zushan oichlan al shema. Well, if that's the case, why did the Yidden have a mitzvah to eat matzah already, Bilel Tezvav? That Tam was first nischadish during the day of Tezvav, l'chayra, a bumba kasha. Truth is, if you take a look at the Marsha on that Gemara, in Psach and Kuf Tezayin Amadeiz, the Marsha already asks the kasha. He asks it. He says, if the reason you're supposed to eat matzah, the Mishnah says, al shum shalai hispik b'tzeikam, so how come Bilel Tezvav, which was before that, the Yidden already had a mitzvah to eat matzah? Zok de Marsha, I think the reason they had a mitzvah to eat matzah was for a whole different reason. It's because the Pasuk says that Moshe told Klal Yisrael, you should eat the Karm Pesach b'chipazen. Right? He told them, you should be holding your stick, you should be wearing your shoes, right? Everything should be done b'chipazen. He spoke out from the Sforna, the Indian of b'chipazen was to show the bitachin, right? It was all about the bitachon. Because if you're going to have bitachin like this, the Yeshua is going to come. Because you can make all the achanas in the world, but if you don't have bitachin, it's not going to happen. So this was all about the bitachin, right? That was that Indian. But the bottom line is, says the Marsha, being that it had to be eaten b'chipazen, it's for that reason they were told to eat matzah. Eat matzah als the b'chipazen. But it has nothing to do with the mitzvah l'dayrus of matzah. Because the mitzvah l'dayrus of matzah was not the Chadish yet. It was first as Chadish the next day. Because Matzah Zushan Oichlan al Shulma al Shum Shalai Hispin B'Tzeikim Shalai B'Tzeinu L'Hachmetz. Why then did they... I don't know, why did they have to hold their stick? Why were they wearing their shoe? And you eat matzah, you're holding your stick? You're holding your shoes? No. That was something that was negeya for Pesach Mitzrayim. It was a chiddush for Pesach Mitzrayim. That had to be eaten b'chipazen. Included in the mitzvah, eating b'chipazen is you can't sit there and wait and let the dough rise forever. So therefore, it's part and parcel of b'chipazen. Abazok demarasha enochinami. The al matzah is umeroyrim yoichlu. Of Pesach Mitzrayim has nothing to do hafuldik with the mitzvahs asay berav teichel matzahs and the matzah merim yechlu of Pesach Doiros. That's related to matzah zushan oichlan al shoma. The matzah that they ate in Mitzrayim, that was related to the mitzvah. It was related to the inyan of chipazen. As I talked to Marsha, but if you take a look at some of the rishonim, Davudram, the Shiboli Aleket, the Abar Benel brings this in his Haggadah. There's a new madura of it called Zevach Pesach. But if you look at the Kadmoinim, they all say more pashat. They say Avada, the reason there was a mitzvah to eat the original Karban Pesach was al shum shaloi hispik b'tzeikim shalav yisein ulahachmetz. It didn't happen yet chronologically. It's true it didn't happen yet chronologically. But the Eibush does a yedei asidos. And the Eibush knew exactly how it was going to play itself out. And that ultimately, there was going to be al shalai hispik b'tzeikim shalav yiseinu l'hachmetz, and that was going to be kaveh mitzvah l'dayros. So the way Pesach was going to play itself out for future generations was with a mitzvah to eat matzah. So it's for that reason David already gave Klal Yisrael a mitzvah to go out and eat matzah. But at that point it was like a chayk. It was a mitzvah v'lo tam, because the tam wasn't even in the bria yet. The tam was something that was first going to be in the Skadish later. But al kaponim again, two klara terutzim from the kadmoinim to the Ershta Bombekasha. And that is that if the reason we eat matzah is al shum shalai hispik b'tzeikam, so why the first night The night before, how come they had a chiyuv matzah? Tumahalchen. The Marshal says it's for a different reason. That was related to the inyan of chipazin. There was a lot of dinim that were related to chipazin. That was one of them. And enochinami. It had nothing to do with the reason we eat matzah today. And when we eat matzah today, it's not a zecher for that. It's a zecher for the fact that the second mahalach is v'shteitin, the avudram, and the shibale aleket, and the abar benel. It's that the reason they ate matzah the night before was taka for this reason. It's taka for this reason. And it was somehow a mitzvah that was given, even though the tam at the time had not been given. It was al shem ba'asid, because at some point, the reason was going to be in this gala. Now, when we asked the kasha, we asked it like in a nuanced way, right? We said that if the reason we have a chiyuv to eat matzah is, so why do they have a chiyuv to eat it the night before? We just added a knetch. They obviously had a chiyuv to eat the night before, so wouldn't it make more sense that the reason we have a chiyuv to eat matzah is because of whatever the reason is for the night before? So loy tavujam the shabali aleken and the barbanel, it's all the same reason. And loy tamarcho, it's also not a kasha. Because just like the inyone chipozin are not negelu doiris, so that was a special zach for that night. That was related to chipazin. This has nothing to do with the diaries. But just to end with maybe one oimek in what the Avudram and the Shibali Aleket and the Abar Benel are saying. Right? They're saying a grace azach. David gave us a mitzvah of matzah, which at the time made no sense, but it was all because at some point in the future it was somehow going to make sense. Right? If you think about it, just from a philosophical perspective, it's a fascinating idea. But I think a very, very obvious tzustal to this is the Beis Halevi in Parshas Bo. Now, it's a long Beis Halevi, which we're not going to go through. Even if we had time, we wouldn't go through, because it's beyond the scope of what we do. But just one chelek, one yisoid, v'shteit in the Beis Halevi. And that is, we say in Parshas Bo, v'gadot levincha b'yom ahu lemer. Everyone knows this pasuk. This is the makor to the mitzvah, sipri tzias Mitzrayim. Bavruzeh osa Hashem li, b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. Next pasuk. V'hoyu l'cha lo'is ha'yotcha, u'lezikorim b'neinech l'man tia toyos Hashem b'fichi, b'elcha zog yisiyach Hashem mi Mitzrayim, the mitzvah of tefillin. And then finally, v'shamarte es ha'chuka ha'zois l'moyada miyomim yomima. These three psukim, v'igad v'lubin chabayim ahu leymar, is the way the yid is supposed to be mekayim the mitzvah of sipri yitzias Mitzrayim to the Rasha. So we know Kineged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. And there's four different times the Torah says the mitzvah Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in that God that we say, it's because there's four types of children. There's the Chacham, the Rasha, there's the Tam, and there's the Eni Yedei Elisha. These psukim, V'gadot Levincha Bayayim Ahu Leymar, Bavruzeh Osa Hashem Li B'tzeisim Mitzrayim, is talking to the Ben Rasha. How do we know that? Rashi says it. Romas Tshuva LeBen Rasha. Loimar, Osa Hashem li v'loy l'cha, she'ilu ha'yisa sham loy ha'yisa kedai l'gal, and we say it in the Agadah Shal Pesach. So this is the tshuva to the Ben Rosh. So the Beis Halevi in his piece, it's Dibra Maskel v'gadot levincha, it's a few pages long. So he's this going through why this is the tshuva to the Ben Rasha, and he tries to understand a little bit better what the Rasha Shaili even is. Ayin Sham, again, way beyond the scope of what we're doing. But the Beis Halevi comes out, and he says that the question of the Rasha, in his opinion, is the Rasha came to the Seder. And he came to the Seder when there was a Karban Pesach. And he looked around and he saw the Yidden were bringing the Karban Pesach. He said, why bring the Karban Pesach? So his father told him, what do you mean? Don't you know we were once slaves in Mitzrayim? And the Mitzrayim, they worshipped the Tleh. And as a result, we were told, Mishchu yetchem me'avodah zarah, k'chulachem tzayin shel mitzvah. And he went to the Rambam and the Meir and he explained to him the whole inyan of how by us going and us bringing a carbon Pesach, we're distancing ourselves so much, so incredibly far from the Avodah Zarah of the Egyptians. This Rasha, who's not a fool, he's a Rasha, he turned to his father and he says, Tata Leben, I understand why 3,300 years ago this made sense. The Jews, they left Mitzrayim. They were steeped in the culture of the Egyptians. They had Avodah Zarah inside of them. They needed to do something to go ahead and distance themselves and be merachik themselves from Avodah Zarah. He says, but now we live in a world where, what's Avodah Zarah? When Avodah Zarah? The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were already mevatel the Yitzrad Avodah Zarah. Where most people in the world believe in monotheism, they believe in one God. He said, today, it makes absolutely no sense. If you want to celebrate Yitzias Mitzrayim today, Do it in a way that makes sense. Do it in a way that we can relate to. What are you gonna go? You're gonna slaughter a lamb and be blood spritzing all over the place? Why? Because you're trying to be mirachik yourself from Avodah Zarah? It has no pshat, it has no havana. Said the Beis Halevi, that's the time. I ain't sure how he fits this into the psukim. That's brilliant. Kedarke bakoitish. He says that was going on. And then he, Bederech Agav, says there's a big ruach in the world right now of maskilim. And people, they want to go ahead and they want to say that maybe this mitzvah is not so important and that mitzvah is not so important. He said it's the geist of the world today. There's minim and apikarsim and koifrim that are going and they're suggesting that, you know, I can understand celebrating the yontif of Pesach, but you're doing it in such an archaic way. Do it in a way where it makes more sense. Zok de Beis Halevi, I'm skipping all the way to the punchline. V'higadet levincha, to that Ben, that Rosh HaMahoymer, you should go to him and you should tell him, Bavur zeh osa Hashem li betzeisim yimitzrayim. You should tell him, my entire is in. You tell him with chiba and ahava. You tell him you don't understand. You're a little bit misguided. You see, you think that the way Tamei HaMitzvahs works is that because something happened, it's for that reason we were given a certain mitzvah. It's actually just the opposite. The Torah came before the world, which means that the mitzvah predated the events and the happenstances that are the quote-unquote Tama Mitzvah. As a matter of fact, says the Beis Halevi, you want to know how this really works? It's because of the mitzvah that we have the Tama of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not a toitzah of the Tama. The Tama, says the Beis Halevi, is a toitzah of the mitzvah. You know what we tell the Rosh, says the Beis Halevi? Bavur zeh, you point to the Pesach, you point to the matzah, you point to the maror. It's because of this that us Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. We don't do this because we left Mitzrayim. It's because of this that we left Mitzrayim. The mitzvah is not a toitzah of the Tam. The Tam is a toitzah of the mitzvah. Let me read it inside. This zeh de meshev laharosha al chaki roisav v'igadet levincha bayayim ahuleim u'barvu zeh us Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. Lo yomer loy bavur sheyo. It's mamish just the opposite. The reason we have the mitzvah is not because of the time. We have the mitzvah kodem b'riyas olam, the avos hakdoshim kept kol ha'Torah kulo, says the Beis Halevi. That means that Avram Avinu brought a carbon Pesach on Yuntal. So you tell me he did it because of Nishchu Yetchem Avodah Zarah? It didn't make any sense. He was never a slave in Mitzrayim. There was no Klal Yisrael yet to be slaves in Mitzrayim. The Teretz is the mitzvah is the mitzvah is the mitzvah. The mitzvahs have taimim that are gluyim. They have taimim nistarim. There's Kabbalah. There's Oymek, there's layers and layers and layers in terms of why we do mitzvahs that we do. There's a tam nigla, and the tam nigla is something that's mentioned in the Torah. But don't confuse the whole chetza and existence of the mitzvah based on that tam. As a matter of fact, it's actually just the opposite. This mitzvah was here. This mitzvah is one of the yesoidus, is the foundation of the whole world. Because estakel b'yiraisa ubar alma. It just so happens that there's an oylem kim and hagay haylech, and faker, what the Eibush did was he matched the Tamei HaMitzvahs to the actual mitzvah, working in the reverse, working the other way around. This is the tshuva that you're supposed to tell the Rasha. Again, you tell him you're misguided. I understand what you're saying. You're not saying so terrible, but you're missing the whole point. If you believe, and if your impression is that the mitzvah is a toitzah of the tam, so now there's makim to have an intellectual conversation. What you need to do is you need to tell him. Haki Yashinov. I said you tell him nicely. Don't say Haki Yashinov, but whatever. But either way, Babur's ne as Hashem li, b'tzeisim mi Mitzrayim. You have to explain to him that the b'tzeisim mi Mitzrayim was Babur Zeh. It's not the other way around. And when you understand that, then of course this whole kasha of the Ben Rasha doesn't even start. This whole kasha that he has is not even a havamina, because it's the other way around. The tam is not the siba for the mitzvah. The mitzvah in the reverse is the siba for the tam. What's the first mitzvah that we do at the Leila Seder, we eat matzah. We sit down and we eat matzah. When Klal Yisrael ate matzah that first night, when they ate it, there was no time, right? There was no reason for them to eat matzah. But the time was nisparo later. It was something that was niskala afterwards. You know what you see from there? You mamish see this oimik. The time is not the siba for the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the siba for the time. It's because they were told, al matzah sumirayim yoichlu. It was because they got that mitzvah. That's why it was like hispik pitzvah. If this is the siba for the matzah, it would make no sense why you're eating matzah the night before. But the reason it makes sense is because the time is not the siba of the mitzvah. The mitzvah is what begets the time. And to bring out that point on this night, the night of Emunah, the night of Igadat Levincha, the night where we have to inculcate in our neshamas what Yiddishkeit is all about, we have to understand this very basic yisoid, that the time is not the siba for the mitzvah. It's the mitzvah that's guiding the time. And what could bring this out better than the way that Avudram, the Shibali Alekin, and the Abarbanel said is the pshat in the Erev Teichel Matzah. It's why it is we eat the matzah on Leil Tezvav, even though the time didn't happen until later. This is the biggest. This is part of the Bavur Zeh. This is it. Look, why are we eating matzah? Read the Torah. The Torah says, Al Shom, what do you mean it happened the night before? The Torah is teaching us this. You saw it on this night. I think this is the oimik of what the Beis Halevi said. Saying this is the Oymik and the Abarbanel and the Shibali Aleket and the Avudram, and we are going to stop this first or second, I don't know how many raid bites this was, Shir over here, Be'ezah Hashem, more to come.